participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Kids, gather round. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Cannonball coming. Cannonball.
Starring Don Geronimo.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
Wait up, girls. I got a salami I got to hide.
And Mike O'Mara.
Cinderella story, out of nowhere. Former greenskeeper now, about to become the master's champion.
It looks like I'm a wreck. It's in the hole! It's in the hole!
Featuring Buzz Burbank.
You take drugs, Danny?
Every day.
Good. So what's the problem?
I don't know.
And here they are, two petty fat bastards, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I know we've heard that one before.
Yeah, I'm not tired of it, though. I like it.
We're going to hear more of your entries, and they are pouring in. But we're just playing this one as an example, because I don't want to start every single show by listening to entries for the show entry contest.
You said you don't want to start every show by doing that?
By listening to entries.
Okay, so you're just playing this for an example so that we get more entries coming in, though.
Yeah, and we've got a lot of entries to listen to. It's just
not going to listen to them at the beginning of the show.
Not necessarily.
Very good.
At least maybe not today. And it's, you know, they should be like this. They should have like a musical thing on them so that right I can pick it right up to just make it as tight as with Mother Teresa, just like. Yeah. That's tight.
That's perfect.
That's that tight. I'd like it, please.
Oh, yeah.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to open.
Yeah.
All
right.
Hello.
Thank you. Right there. So you like this one?
I
you know, I don't involve myself in the show musically. You're playing one of my favorite songs of all time.
Never play again.
I kid, Mike. I kid.
You kid because you love.
I do.
Oh, damn it.
Damn it.
Okay.
Hello. Hello to David Matthews, who's playing right here.
Yeah, now, Don, I'm a fan, but just don't confuse me. One of those get in a VW bus and follow him from concert to concert and smoke weed fans, okay?
All except the weed bar, right?
Right, exactly.
Right, okay.
Hi, Don.
We appreciate it.
All right, thank you. Hi there, and
this is Robert Fingernail Man for the Don's and Mike Show.
Yo, tomorrow, Dunktown Show.
With Robert.
Can't wait.
How's your
stems and seeds?
How's your stem cell research? How's your eye peering in to the gigantic building that you're climbing right now?
Hey, boy.
I reached in, I grabbed a blonde, I saw that it wasn't Andero, and I threw her down.
How's it going, Monk?
Good afternoon. Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Musty, and all the ships.
And the Musty in here.
This is funny, though.
Yesterday, Mike cut a gigantic fart.
And everybody said it smelled musty.
No, you said it smelled musty. You cut a fart, and then you walked out of the room.
I said it smells musty in here.
It smells musty in here, and
it was actually me.
Yeah. It was, yeah, it was your fart. It was your.
That's how you know you're aging.
It's true. Yeah. After the show, we'll let him bleed out. Here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. All right, thank you. Is that a joke?
It's about slaughtering chickens.
Lady yesterday that we had, the old lady that was talking about letting the chickens bleed out.
Gotcha.
She said, chicken is not good anymore that you buy in the store because they don't let the chicken bleed out.
That's why you get the black bone.
Right.
Oh, you mean when we were doing that thing where we were just saying to her, like, suck the pus out of my pimple?
Flora.
Right.
Okay. All right, I'm with you. Hi there, everybody. You can tell by the smell, Don and Mike Show. And it's a new episode on this Wednesday.
Wednesday.
07-19. 906.
I
Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Well, Buzz is the only one who's not retarded. And you can call us from America, from Canada, virtually anywhere, even Mexico, 877-365-3636. That's the main number to get through. And let me see, we're on the internet. If you want to listen to us on your computer, go to DonandMikeWebsite.com, click on Listen Live. We've also got the daily audio highlights there for you that you can download. We got the iPod stuff on iTunes. And let me see, oh yes, our email address. Send your email to Johnny Norman. Johnny loves getting your email at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Send an email during the show, questions, accolades, please no salutations.
Right.
And, of course, your entries for the show open contest. We got about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 new ones yesterday.
Wow.
To go along with the 6 or 7 that we haven't heard yet. So we'll devote a break at some point, probably up front here in the early part of the show, to listening to more of your taped entries for the show open contest.
I love listening to them. It's pure ego.
Yep. I do too. I just don't want to do it every day at the exact same time. So keep them coming.
And
whatever that one was that we played, that one with all the Caddyshack stuff, that's a keeper. That's a finalist.
You know what I like about that? It's simplicity.
And it's kind of what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. It's like a big-time show opening. So there you go.
I love that song.
Yeah.
You never play that.
Yeah, you'll never play it again.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yes.
I missed you. You know, I'm sorry. I'm terribly sorry. But you're going to have to do yesterday's show over again due to the fact that you were preempted by a WNBA game in Sacramento again.
I mean, KHTK has still got that contract with the WLBA.
The WLBA. Wow. Well, did the Sacramento Lesbians win?
I'm sorry?
Did the Sacramento Lesbians win?
Oh, I don't know.
What, do you got a kennel going back there?
I'm moving.
There?
I'm moving.
I hear you.
I'm a mailman.
I hear dogs.
Oh.
I'm a mailman.
I know you're a mailman, Sacramento man, but do you have dogs in the background there?
Yeah, I'm a mailman.
Mike, he's a mailman. I think that's all we are going to get out of him. What?
I'm just fine with you.
What's going on in the background?
I've got people talking to me and dogs barking at me.
Are you delivering mail now?
Are you on your route?
I am.
Are you wearing shorts?
I am, and they're above my knee. Yes.
Are you wearing a pith helmet? Are you one of those mailmen?
No.
Jesus, that sounds like an angry animal.
No, actually, it's very kind. It's actually jumping up on me right now.
Do you hate your life?
Yes.
You see, he is from Sacramento.
And he's a mailman in Sacramento.
He's going to move, though.
That's a dangerous combination.
Two strikes, you're out.
That's a dangerous combination. Never, never cut out like this guy in traffic.
No.
Never, never cut across lanes when you got... That's a deadly combination, sure, man.
You could actually say that. You're more unstable than a Sacramento mailman.
All right, friend. Well, I think we'll treat you with kid gloves. What can we do for... So you're on your route now. Do you walk or do you drive?
I walk.
Oh, even angrier. Robert gave us a little insight on that. You don't have your own truck.
I walk about 8 hours a day.
Lower echelon.
Wow.
How are your feet?
Fine.
Very good.
Where are you calling us from now? Are you calling us from a vehicle or from an actual sidewalk somewhere?
An actual sidewalk.
So you're actually on a sidewalk. Hold on. Mike, are you going to stand up and do the dance?
I just have to.
I think it's just, how are your feet? Fine.
Or am I just going to do the Sacramento dance? I'll continue to ask as you walk.
Mike is now dancing
is
in a way.
Very, very disturbing, Buzz. Don't you agree?
He didn't like the answer, I guess, because Mike is now doing all of the things that make up the Sacramento.
Well, listen, you know what? You should, Rob, as your friend / animal handler, I was like, you should start maybe to distance yourself from Mike's dancing, because Mike's dancing gets more
well,
and
let me
more
put it this way. I never stand in his line of fire.
Mike, no, you shouldn't. All right, I got another one.
Mike's Sacramento dance gets so faggy. Okay, now it's...
Oh,
dear.
Now
you've crossed the line.
Now what we're doing is getting, I guess, God, what would...
Did you get that? Did you get that little pantomime?
I was
both the giver and receiver and then the sender.
I see that.
Exactly what I did.
I see that.
That was a golden delight that I sent that guy.
Thank you. Mike just pantomimed that whole thing.
Yeah.
How do I explain that in this modern climate?
Slow motion. I do the slow motion.
No.
Thing down too.
Mike,
do you remember the song by Christy?
Yellow River.
That's
and,
right.
And have you ever seen one of those statues of the little naked
cherubic
boy?
Yeah,
and
a fountain, as
and,
it were.
And yes, and out of his wanker comes a big a stream of water.
Yes.
Well, imagine.
Yes.
Imagine if that boy was standing up and he had his head back and his mouth open
as if waiting for something.
Yeah.
Well, yesterday we missed a couple of opportunities. Maybe one, Rob, that I remember. We had a Sacramento call. Rob and I both looked at each other like, man, that was just a perfect dance. Yeah. Dance the Sacramento dance. And this guy didn't want to waste any time today.
Let's not say goodbye to you. Goodbye now. Let's just...
Goodbye, your feet.
Bye-bye. Okay.
See, he got me with, how are your feet? Fine. But he's perfectly, capable of babbling away when we're talking. But you ask him a direct question, he's like, fine.
Listen, Dr. Kinsey, I would like to ask you about the inner meaning of your dancing, your Sacramento dancing, which is highly homoerotic and is not even homoerotic with a partner.
I'm going to give you an example.
Now you're doing things and things are coming out of you and things are going into you.
All right, it wouldn't be funny if the Sacramento dance was something like this.
Well,
a little bit.
That's kind of funny.
Well, now what?
Because then I would be giving him something he might want. It has to come from me.
What was the point of that?
I was doing a woman.
Jesus.
I was pretending.
So you're standing up humping.
You're receiving.
You're standing
and
up.
There's the dog humping. I'm sorry. I'm slightly overtired. Give me a break. I am trying to... I guess that didn't make a lot of sense. I really thought it would when I stood up.
Give me a break.
I really thought it would make a lot of sense. It was fine.
I don't know. You got...
How your feet? Fine.
Like to analyze your dreams. Because then the next thing... All the guy says is that you ask how his feet are. They're fine. And you're pantomiming...
Autoerotic and homoerotic act.
Yes.
Hey, excuse me, Bulletin. Is this anything different than I've been doing for a long, long time?
Yes. That's why I'm bringing it to your attention.
It was always a little homoerotic.
It's gone from nose exploring...
Yes, it used to be more...
Exploring.
It used to be more booger /... butt-oriented.
Right.
Now it seems to be...
Methinks I've offended my compatriots.
No,
not at all.
Your dance
I'd
like to centered on your genitals.
I'd like to push the envelope even further.
Oh, good.
Time.
Please do.
I'm not going to stop.
Could you push it any further?
I'll figure out a way. Okay, I could do it. You know what? And I'm not going to do it. I've already got it in my mind.
You get a nice... cool gun.
No, I actually have it in my mind for the next Sacramento caller that warrants it. Because, you know, we don't do it all the time. Certainly don't even do it every day.
Not a Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Mike, do you want to know how I know you're gay?
Where are you calling from, first of all?
I'm calling from Modesto.
Okay.
Close enough to Sacramento. Oh, no, now you're going to get him going again.
Mike is now standing.
Okay.
How do you know I'm gay?
Because you like Dave Matthews. And I hope he sticks that flipping violin.
Mike is rubbing his hands together and
there.
Throwing things.
I just pulled a chimpanzee on you. I just pulled a great ape house on you.
Hey, you know how you're gay? You like Dave Matthews. That's how you're gay, Mike. I'm calling from Modesto.
Yes, sir. You going to go to the asparagus festival,
hello.
Stupid hump?
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, howdy.
Hey, man, what's up?
Hi.
This is Nick.
Where are you calling from, Nick?
I'm calling from Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay, good.
All right, no need for a faggot dance now. Thank goodness.
Settle down.
How are you?
Man, I am so good. I've been trying to call you for 8 years. It's the first time I ever got through.
Well, here you are. Don't screw up, pal. What can we do for you?
I'm not going to screw up. I love you guys to death. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
What can we do for you?
I'm drunk. I'm sorry.
8 years. I've been trying to call.
Come on, what's up?
All right, Mike. Hey, Mike, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah!
What's happening, buddy? How you doing, brother?
You want Mike to do one of his faggot dances for you?
I don't do them for D.C.
What?
I'm talking to you all live on air.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, my gosh.
Here you are. What do you want to say?
You dipping right now?
I love you guys.
Oh, that's
thank
nice.
You.
Are you dipping right now?
No. I'm not spitting.
Are you gelling?
Oh, I'm gelling like my Dellin', baby.
Gelling like who?
He tracked with that.
I'm gelling like Magellan, baby.
Like you're gelling like who?
Magellan, but he called it Magellan.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to get him to say it.
Famous explorer Magellan.
Magellan. Right. Yeah. He discovered, you know, medallion or medallion or medallion or.
I might too. I can't spell it, but I can say it.
And when he was a little boy, he was dropped on his melon.
I'm melon like jelly, but I can't spell, but I can say it. Damn it!
And I tell you, his fingers be smelling.
All right, well, it was fun.
Bye bye. Thank you, friend.
Most of the 8 years.
Hello.
Well, Rob.
Most of the 8 years he was trying to call was just dialing.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hello.
Hello, man.
Hello. Hello, lady.
How are you doing this evening?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
That's great. I just want to call him. First time caller, just want to say I love you guys. I started listening to you about 6 months ago, and I can't turn you off.
Something's wrong. Well, I'm being real bad.
That's very nice.
Yes, you are.
I'm really not. I'm not in a good way for the callers now. But I appreciate. I appreciate the call.
Big fat compliment.
Oh. No, I'm sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
You know, I don't think that chick sounded like a pig.
Is that what I meant?
Well, hold on. You put your arms out to your side like that. You go.
Is she still on the phone?
No.
Oh,
you've
okay.
chased another one away.
M'lady.
You've chased another one away.
Wow. Call back, m'lady. Call back, princess.
Yeah, call back for more abuse.
Sure, she will.
And meanwhile, let's hear it the first time somebody calls and calls you a fat ass.
She's a 7.9 on the eclerometer. You know, you'll never know. She could be petite. She could be tiny.
Yeah.
One does not know.
She could know how to fly.
One does not know.
I think she was tiny, and either way, I don't think she was worthy of that from you.
I understand.
Just because you're a friggin' sad clown.
I know, I know. And I'm wearing my sad clown t-shirt today. Maybe that's why I'm feeling a little goofy
maybe
today.
Maybe so.
And thank you, Joe. Great birthday present.
Too late last night. Hello, Don and Mike show.
No.
Hey, Don.
I can't smell it on you. Hello.
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 Hi, I was just calling to see what you thought about supposedly Lisa Remedy is the first one to see fake baby story.
Yeah, this news had crossed our desk. Hey, we heard this, a couple days ago? Yeah. Hey, Johnny. Johnny, when did we get an email about that?
I heard about that yesterday.
Yesterday, yeah. John came right in. We didn't go on the air with it. I think E Entertainment is announcing that, because you know, the world is wondering where Tom Cruise's baby is.
Sure, they have a day watch, 87 days, something like that, where the baby hasn't been seen. And
a lot of people think that he's faking it.
Scientology apparently is the one that saw the baby.
So, right. Yeah, out of all of the famous celebrities who are Scientologists.
Of course. They couldn't show the kid to Travolta or anything.
Leah is going to be the one that's going to see it. Now, hold on. Here's what's wrong with this picture. And let's just start right at the beginning with Leah. Let's just take away all of our feelings that we have towards her, good, bad, indifferent.
We did extend the olive branch a short time ago. It was rebuffed, was it not?
Yes, it was. Yeah. In that way, Rob, didn't you try?
Okay.
Can anybody really see Tom Cruise managing to sit down and tolerate being in a room with Leah?
No.
For more than 30 seconds. And I mean,
I'll tell you why.
Listen, none of us know Tom Cruise.
I'll tell you why it could happen.
Yeah.
Because I don't doubt for a second that she goes into a totally different mode. She doesn't go into the mode that she did behind the scenes when she was with us. She has to go into the suck-up mode.
Hold on. You've seen her on King of Queens.
Right.
She's not that good an actress. I really can't see her, like, at the big spaceship standing there and having L. Ron Hubbard, you know, floating over and John Travolta's there and Ray Liotta's there and whoever else is there, James Woods and who I'm just throwing out celebrities' names, and Tom Cruise says, Leah Remedy from King of Queens. Look at my baby, Suri Bag of Noodles, or whatever the kid's name is.
Do you think that there's a chance that she was shown the baby in a large group, like perhaps on a big stone altar or whatever they do in their cult headquarters?
I think perhaps what happened.
All
was
wearing their eyes wide shut robes.
Yeah,
and,
she's at the mothership.
Right.
And Cruz is there, and she screams.
She's in like the 30th row.
Tom! Mm-hmm. Tom! Leah Remedy! Is that the baby? And then 2 seconds later, she calls her big mouth mother, who calls whoever it was, the Inquirer, the tabloids, whoever it is.
Do they have tape of Leah talking about the baby? Does she? Is there tape, John, of her, you know, saying
something? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, they just showed her picture. She supposedly saw it first.
Yeah. Okay. Good for Leah. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.
It's who you know.
Bye-bye. Hey, Rob, it might be a good opportunity for you just give her a call.
Yeah, we'll find out. And maybe,
right
maybe here would be a nice entree.
Try now on yourself.
Ask her if the baby had horns. Did the baby have ram horns?
Or if she's also seen Bigfoot.
She's the one. Did Jenna Elfman give the baby a little kiss, too? Isn't she another one?
Yeah. Sure.
And that's Scientology.
See, but I would think it would be more believable if it was Dharma saw the baby before Leah Remini.
A little lower key. Did Dharma's new show get canceled?
Yes, yeah, a while ago. Yeah. A while ago, that thing got S-canned.
Yeah.
Now, let's see, who the heck is... Who the heck else is a Scientologist? Seriously, who is?
No, John Travolta and his wife, Kelly Preston. Right.
Kelly Preston. Oh, now, hold on. Yeah, she'd be the perfect one to see the baby.
She's a big enough star.
Those two are like in a J.O. club, right? John Travolta, Tom Cruise, right?
I would think.
But, Robbie?
Number doesn't work anymore.
Oh. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Damn.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
How you guys doing today?
Doing great. How about you?
I'm doing... Quick question for you.
Huh?
Hello?
Huh?
What the hell is wrong with your phone?
I don't know. What's wrong with yours? Hey, can you hear me? Ready?
No. Where are you calling from?
Mike.
Calling from Sacramento. I wanted to invite you guys out to go camping. Now, if you guys were ever to go out camping...
You know what?
Oh, wow!
Now, Mike... No one wants to see that.
I'm sorry.
No one wants to see... I'm out.
I'm not doing it anymore. You know what? These people from Sacramento have made me... They're terribly exhausted.
Mike is aping. He is nursing himself.
Right. In certain circles, that is actually what people, you know, qualify this job. Not qualify. That's what they categorize this job at. That term you just used. It's the absolute bottom feeder of impressionist...
Aping.
Yeah. What do you do for a living? I ape people. If you ever want to, you know, say that's right. Like if Caliendo comes in here and goes, hey, how's the aping business going?
Hey, if you're over like in Britain, though, they might think that you're a rapist. Mm-hmm. Isn't it one of those things like you drop the R? Hey, I aped her.
If it's a Cockney accent.
Hey, mate. Yeah. I aped her. Hello. Hey, you know what Bobby Knight said?
Actually, you don't drop the R.
An ape is inevitable. Lay back and enjoy it, mate.
You don't drop the R, you drop the H.
I know you do, but...
They drop R's at the end.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do they? Yeah. Is it at the end?
I always say, like, if I came in after a big party, I've got a bit of an hangover. Mm-hmm.
Raper.
No.
Yeah. Raper.
It doesn't work on that one. Aping, though, is the bottom-feeding term for impressionists.
Oh, rape that ape.
That's all I do. I sit around all day and ape people.
Hello.
I tell you what, mate. I do homoerotic dances for the people of Northern California. I give her a good ape.
She'd like it, mate. Wish she was asking for it.
Hello.
Sure I aped her.
You know why you did that? She was an harlot. That's an old term for orca.
Hello. Right. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Okay.
I ape that monkey.
Hello.
Hello. It would be I raped that monkey.
Yes, I got
it. I'm now just dropping the first
every
letter
word.
Of whatever word.
Yeah.
I aped that monkey.
I'm staying true to the game by using just H words. The only reason I did it is I was so blooming horny. I was horny. Give me a break.
Agate. Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
I was thinking, you guys said you were sending an olive branch to Leah. Shouldn't it be an olive garden because she's such a fat ass?
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
That was funny. I like that a lot better than all this talk about me being an homosexual.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hi, people.
Hello.
Ed?
Okay.
Do you think Tom Cruise got jealous and ate his baby?
Eating baby, funny.
Like
always funny.
So much.
That's probably why they haven't seen him. Tom Cruise was just so consumed with ego.
Hey, that's it. Ask that out.
Bye bye. So Tomcat comes in. Katie Holmes comes in, mm-hmm. and Tom Cruise, mm-hmm. is wearing like a dentist jacket.
Right.
And he's got the kid.
Gone. It's gone. The baby's gone. It looks to me like it's an homicide.
You want a leg? Dr. Leah Emily. Emily. I just aped her. I just aped Leah Emily.
Hello.
And now I'm eating our Amy.
Hello.
Eating our Amy. Ori.
Ori?
Or isn't it Sori? Isn't that the kid's name? Is it?
Oh, that's right.
Suri? Suri.
Uri. A little bundle of joy.
I am eating Uri.
A little bundle of joy.
Hello there. So this is a very stupid show.
No.
Yes.
Hey, Donna Mike, I got breaking news for you.
Yes.
Today is World Jump Day. Do you know what World Jump Day is?
Breaking news. No.
All right, World Jump Day is a bunch of retarded scientists from Germany that got together and decided that it's a good idea if everybody in the Western Hemisphere decides that they should jump at the exact same time, thereby moving the Earth off of its current orbit around the sun.
How do you know that's not what happened to that cruise ship down in Miami? Uh-huh.
That is the weirdest. You've been on a lot of cruise ships, and that is, without a question, how the hell does that... They say it's a steering malfunction.
Yeah, that like the steering wheel, I guess, froze up on the captain. I heard somebody on TV being interviewed saying that the captain, and I'm sure this is not the publicity that the Ocean Line wants,
right,
saying that the captain was on the intercom screaming like a madman, saying, "I don't know what's going on. Try to get off the ship as fast as you can."
Wow. Really?
Yeah, because the story down in Miami, this big, new, gigantic, huge cruise ship that carries like 3,000 passengers and almost 2,000 people to work on it. It's just pulling out of the port in Miami.
Yeah, it was like 12 miles out?
15 miles out.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, the boat started to tilt and took like a 90-degree angle.
The Titanic.
And everybody said that that there was water coming in, even on the ninth floor of the boat.
And the water on the pool, that it was so violent that it actually it took all the water out of the pool, and people were thrown out of the pool. It's just amazing.
I've been on a cruise ship when you're at sea where it gets so rocky that they put a net over the pool so that first you can't go in it, and also because when they're at sea and it really gets rocky, well, the water in the pool, which is ocean water, will get splashed out on where the chairs are and everything.
I read the same account of this where they said that seawater got up on the top deck. Does that mean that it tilted to such an extreme that the waves... Now, did they talk about the sea condition? Because they didn't say anything about that.
No, it was absolutely calm.
Here's the latest. Steering malfunction.
The Coast Guard and the government investigators say they are not ruling out the possibility that alcohol or drugs were at the heart of the accident.
Really? Oh, well, with the captain? Captain Steubing?
That's the latest. That's all. And they're not saying any more than that, just that they haven't ruled out the possibility.
Well, it would have to be the guy driving the boat as high, because how could anybody who was on the boat as a passenger lift the boat?
The thing that weirds me out is that you think of those things as having some of these fail-safe controls where something like that couldn't happen, but it tells me that some guy like blows a doobie and gets up there and just hangs a real tight left turn. And
Joe,
like,
here we go, this ought to be fun. Joe.
Well, listen, I have had the pleasure of going on many cruises, and if you're ever on a cruise ship, whether you're at sea or you're just 15 miles away, and it starts to lift, starts to shift.
Right.
Do what I always do.
What?
Follow Gene Hackman. Follow Gene Hackman.
You go right down to the bottom, don't you?
Don't follow Dreyfus, because you'll be following New Poseidon.
Right.
Follow Hackman.
Go down to the very bottom floor.
Right. And remember, when the boat turns over, the top is the bottom and the bottom is the top.
That's so right. You have been in storms at sea before when you've been on cruises?
Yeah.
You've actually been there where it's gotten really rough?
Yeah, but not to the point where the boat turned over. I've never heard of that happening.
Nobody thrown against walls or anything.
No.
Yeah. That would be amazing. You don't think of all the group disasters. You think of airplanes, think of that, but you don't think of being on a cruise ship and having something like that go.
Hold on, Mike. I just remembered this. The one thing that I saw that cracked me up in one of the news accounts was they had a couple that was actually on the boat, like a lot of the people that were interviewed, and this guy was taking pictures of the cabin, taking pictures of people.
Right.
And at one point, they're going through the pictures, and they show, it got like four or five people that appear to be like on a slip and slide, and they're just going down a hallway, and the guy's got a digital camera, and he says, "Yep, that's my wife right there."
Wow.
Now keep in mind, the guy is taking pictures. He's documenting this.
Thank you.
And meanwhile, she's just floating away.
There's that picture of her just before she went over the side. I think it's a miracle that nobody was killed, that nobody did go over the side, because it sounded that violent when this actually happened. I think now the story, though, drugs or alcohol could
that's
be a
that's what
play.
They're saying.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not.
And then you always hear, what was it? The cruise line said, they're sorry. And they would refund people's money.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, and hey, ain't that a kick in the ass? Thank you very much.
12 miles into the cruise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I'm going to get on the mothership and tell Leah Remedy about that.
That was your cruise.
Maybe someone was getting aped. And that's what rolled the oat.
It doesn't work unless you have the H sound. That's they drop the H. You drop the H sound, so it would be humiliated.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Oh, come on. Would you get out with a good morning?
Bye.
Can you just stop it, please? Not even funny. You get it? Is that a joke?
That was a joke.
It was?
Really?
Why was that a joke?
Well, he was having fun with time.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Hello there.
Hey, how are you doing?
We're doing great.
I love it when you're the listener's friend.
Hey, I was calling to see if you guys watched the Letterman show last night.
Did not.
No, I didn't see it. Anybody?
I haven't seen it yet.
It was right after the monologue. I think they were talking about some current events. Paul Schaefer said, "How about that?" And Dave Letterman replied, "Isn't that something?"
There you go.
Stealing comments.
It's proof. We watch him. He listens to us.
He has spies listening to every one of our episodes.
Absolutely 100% true.
Right after that, the Ed Sullivan Theater tipped over.
You know, I thought really when that guy started that call that they were going to do something on Letterman with Alan Coulter and, and a disaster at sea. Maybe we can look forward to that.
Yeah. Let me see. Oh, before we actually get on the stick.
What are you reading?
I'm an idiot. I write myself notes about things that I want to talk about on the air.
Right.
And I'm just reading. I'm sorry I lost my place there for a second because I realized that I really don't want to talk about that.
Ah.
I'm an idiot.
You want to remove that from the list. Are you jotting down now what you're not to talk about, or are you going to share that with the class?
No, I'll show you.
Okay.
I actually had written like two lines on this. I was going to do a mini monologue on that. But
decided to, not right now?
I don't think it'll
or
ever
or
be.
Ever.
I don't think it'll ever be right.
But you can still experience the joy of that subject.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I completely understand that.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's move on, shall we?
Next item on the list.
That will just... here's the problem with that. Sometimes bad things happen
to good people.
Sometimes bad things, not something like death,
no
major illness, but just something bad happens to somebody who really, really has it coming.
But you're not going to glow.
No, I'm not. No. And this has nothing to do with radio business, nothing to do with, but it's just a personal, but anyway, let's move past it.
Very good.
What the hell was I thinking? Mm-hmm. You know why? Because I was writing this stuff down today, and I was mad, and that's why I wrote that down. I thought that would be a good thing to talk about. And you know why I was mad today? Because the guy came over. I'm not a believer in karma, like I said yesterday about this time on the show, although I do believe in El Karmazin. Though I have to say this, I was bitching about those people coming over and wanted to use my pool this past weekend when the temperature was 100 degrees, all this creeps coming over and blah, blah, blah.
But that ended well.
My air conditioner broke yesterday. I mentioned this to you. And when I was writing this note about, okay, what are we going to talk about today on the show? Well, let's see. We got Robert the Dunk Tank. We got the thing with the... And then I started to write about this event that was happening to someone that I know. I thought, this would be funny to riff on for a while. And then right about that time, the guy came in and said to me, I finalized how much everything's going to cost.
You basically had to take all of your heating and cooling, your whole system in your house, and rip it out and put a new one in. Right.
And once he told me how much it was going to cost, I said, okay, that sounds fine. Uh-huh. That's good. I mean,
Of the deals where you say that initially and then you start processing it as he's walking away?
No,
grinning away to his truck?
Well, what are you going to do? The house was built in 1989. It is the original York 1989 dual zone AC.
I don't know much about air conditioning, but I think 89 would be probably stretching it a little bit.
So it seems to me that the thing is just about busted anyway.
It's done it.
It runs on ice. It's very old.
Wow. Now, Buzz, at your house, you still have the ice man, don't you?
Right.
The guy that comes up the stairs.
Like the Three Stooges.
Carries
Curly.
Yeah, with the big tongs and carries it up the stairs. Right.
So, anyway, I'm just sitting down. I'm writing some notes about the show, and the guy comes in to my little office area at home and says, hey, I've sized up all the damage, and he shows me the thing, and he says, this is how much it's going to cost, and I said, okay, thank you. You know, much like I said, when a cop gives you a speeding ticket, then you go, thank you. You know, when really you want to just say, F you. So he goes in the other room to get all the paperwork together, and then I sat at my desk, and I thought, God damn, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
God damn, that's a lot of money. Boy, I'm mad. Well, you know, it'd be fun to talk about on the show today. And then really, that's how my mind worked. That's how I wrote, how about I'll talk about this because I talked to this person and this is really funny that all this happened. It's kind of ironic, don't you think? But I can't mention it. Price is Right though.
Yes.
As far as this thing with the air conditioning goes, I got to tell you, Bobo Spiewak nailed it.
Really?
If we were playing the price,
within $500.
He came within.
$500 is about right. Yeah,
yeah, within $500.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's goddamn expensive.
I was within $2,000.
Boy, oh boy. I wish that I didn't love air conditioning so much.
Yeah, yeah, I just hope that when this is done, when you get your new shiny new system, that it's just that you really can make the whole house arctic.
Well, it better be like Mr. Freeze. For what I'm paying, it better be like Mr. Freeze.
You are having refrigeration put in, right?
So the guy is there and. And he's doing this, and I'm writing these notes, and the phone is ringing, and the back and forth thing is going on, and then I also get this when I'm checking the email.
Okay.
I go upstairs. This is something we can talk about, and I'm sorry about that other diversion.
Okay.
But I promise you guys, someday I'll tell you about it. It's something like you said. Sometimes good things happen to
bad things happen to good people.
Yes. But sometimes good things happen to
people who ain't got it coming.
And sometimes
bad things happen to people that have it coming.
And sometimes,
like when you see those lottery winners that have been good people, you know, it happens occasionally. It doesn't happen very often. Sometimes, you know, real jerks win. But sometimes people that really, you know, have struggled all their lives and are good people and honest, hardworking citizens, and they hit the lotto, and it's a good thing.
Right? It's a relationship thing. I mean, I'm getting an instant messenger about what it is about. It's a relationship. It's somebody else's relationship.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
That's it.
That's all I can say.
Well, you want to discipline yourself, so,
right.
So you're doing that.
So, anyway, here now is an email that I got on my email machine today from Westwood One.
Ah.
Let me see.
They're a network.
And this is not for on air, but too bad because it comes from Sue Falco, who's the regional director of our affiliate sales for our network. Our network show.
And she also has a brother in the music business.
Uh huh.
Regretfully,
Falco.
And
no
also
with us.
Also his sister Edie.
Edie, the That's fabulous right. Talent on the Sopranos.
And I believe now if we tried to play the Falco game.
Yeah, you'd be king of the Falcos.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no Falco that I'm pulling up here.
King of the Alcos.
But I can pull this up.
I'd like a handsome man.
All right, Apa.
Oh, God.
I'm Soprano. I'm Oprano.
Now, you're talking about a show that's on Box Office.
This email says, hello, Don Mike. Rob, actually, I just get the attachment. It's a high dynamite parentheses, Rob.
Uh-huh.
Just got an email from your new station in Portland, Oregon, KCMD. Started the show the Monday that you were on vacation. Petey loves the show. Here's an email from the program director to Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a while since I worked with these guys.
Uh-oh.
I guess we've been on the station before. Are they ever open to doing special internal liners, such as things motivating the sales staff to really go out and sell the show? I've had some interest in that from my general sales manager. Can you check into that for me so I can get back to the station? Thank you, Sue Falco, and she's with Westwood One, our network.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I called Rob and I said, well, now why should we do something off the air? We can do it on the air.
That's right.
So let's roll tape right now.
This is to motivate the sales staff?
Right, at KCMD. In Portland, Oregon.
You guys invented motivation.
Now, Mike, I'm going to just take a page out of the Alan Goodman book.
Okay.
Perhaps the greatest salesman that Mike and I have ever had the pleasure of working with.
Master pitchman.
And the originator of Sell Me This Pencil.
Sell Me This Pencil. That was his interview technique to garner some of the finest advertising executives in the business.
Let me just say, I'm sure that I will have a different tack than Mike does.
Mm-hmm.
Mine involves a real life story, including myself, Mike, Alan Goodman, and a woman named Laura Torres.
God bless her.
So, this would be closed circuit from me, Don, to you, the sales staff at radio station KC... Oh, boy. Oh, glasses. KCMD, Portland, Oregon. Rolling in 3, 2, 1. Where's the effing money? Where's... the effing money! Laura! Don and Mike did the commercial!
Where's the effing money? Don't cry! Where's the effing money?
We were in the office when that actually happened.
Where's the effing money?
It was terrifying.
I don't care if you have to pay it out of your pocket. Where's the effing money?
Bravo. Thank you.
Nice. And, you know, we were sitting in the office when he did that, and as, you know, we really did want our money, and we'd waited a long time, and we just wanted to get paid for some commercial or some appearance that we did. We just wanted to get our money for it. And as he's doing that, you see just the tiniest tear start to come in, and I felt about a quarter of an inch tall. He was doing it for our benefit.
Yeah, and the other thing is that he tweaked it up, because while she was, we both said, the sales lady was petrified.
Yeah.
She was on the verge of crying.
Oh, it was horrible.
Goodman was out of his mind. Really, I mean, that was a dead-on. I don't ape the voices like Mike.
Right.
But the passion and the screaming and the pounding of the desk.
Well, we'd sat in there for about a half an hour bitching at Alan, and Alan just took all of it and just transferred it immediately. But, and we went from really caring about our money to almost to the point where we said, oh, don't worry about it.
Because at the end, when he was doing it, he was just looking right at us, because she wasn't even looking at him. She just had her face down and had that one little tear forming.
Oh, God, it was horrible.
And he was looking at us like...
And she could have kicked his ass, too.
Are you happy now?
Oh, he thought that we would, be delighted.
Is this what you guys wanted?
Oh, it was so weird. It was...
Laura, where's the effing money?
And then it got more intense, until finally... And then I think she just ended up walking out after saying, I'll take care of it. And she walked out. And then he has this big grin.
So, there we are. What do you think about that, guys? So y'all happy now?
That is my message to the sales staff.
Okay.
Where's the effing money?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, listen. Seriously, sales staff. What kind of a sales staff are you that you need to have a disc jockey motivate you?
Right.
Mike and I have a great show. Go out and sell it. My question to you, very simple. Where's the effing money? Money.
What is the name of the radio station again?
KCMD. Right.
KCMD.
Portland. Here's Mike.
Hello, sales staff of KCMD. This is Mike O'Mara of the Don and Mike Show. My advice to all of you, something you don't see in sales circles enough as far as I'm concerned, loud colors. That's right. If you want to sell and sell big time, you put yourself into a loud, obnoxious outfit. I'm talking about great traditional outfits like loud shirts, wide ties, white belts, and shoes. Get out there, hit the street, and wear the loudest, most obnoxious color scheme you can possibly find, and that'll result in your bottom line going up each and every day. Thank you. And, thank you in advance. There.
Very nice. Very nice.
I've always thought that salespeople, the great tradition of salesmen, especially in radio, is Herb Tarlick, where they dress badly.
Right.
And everybody's too conformist today. I'd like to see the loud jackets.
I'm just trying to be funny. I know you're trying to be funny. Now,
I was actually dead serious.
Now, really, with me, this would be serious. Roll, please. 3, 2, 1. I'd like to speak just to the ladies selling our show on KCMD in Portland, Oregon.
If there are any.
And if not, to the men. Listen, be it female or male, you're right, Mike. If you're in there pitching this show, and they can't make the rate card, they can't pay what you're offering, you know how you even it out? You know how you get that full service price?
Tell them that.
Full service.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Ladies, sleep with your clients.
And... if there happens to be more men than women on the KCMD sales staff, hey, fellas, they sell mouthwash, don't they?
Oh. Or, you know, seek out female advertisers. You know, there are a few. The female-owned businesses. Go in there.
But
be a gigolo.
But it's so much easier for a woman.
Of course. Yes.
It's so much easier for a woman to go in and sell herself as part of the advertising package that comes with buying time on the Don and Mike Show.
Walk into the office of the car dealership.
This is what they wanted, I'm sure.
Two or three buttons suddenly just come undone.
That's right. Hey, girls.
And you show a lot of leg.
Is that so much to ask?
How about NBTs? No Bra Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Or how about that old radio station favorite, No Panty Fridays?
Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting technique for the salespeople that I'd like to throw in here. What you do is you really...
Basic instinct.
You really overserve the clients. You really overserve the clients by taking them away, taking them out on a weekend, and then getting them so loaded that they don't remember what they've done. Take some compromising pictures, and that client is yours forever. Thank you.
On the other hand...
All techniques that have been used by salespeople we've known.
All techniques into one. On the other hand, let me just say that if you're out there, there is nothing that you're going to find more handy, pun intended, than the small pocket or purse size little tube of lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people you have dry skin.
Right.
Tell people that you have, what's the thing where you get splotches?
Psoriasis.
Psoriasis, thank you. Whatever the reason, be known as the lady who's always got the lotion.
Give your clients a hand.
You get what I'm saying?
Give your clients a hand, and they'll tell you, good job.
You'll go back and say to the general manager, I sold my advertising today on the Don and Mike show.
Right, and they'll say, how did you do it? And you'll say, well, you might say I was a bit of a jerk. Thank you.
What, Rob, madame?
Yeah. Notify that you are now known as Madame Lubriderm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lubriderm.
Now, listen, not to be...
You know there are salespeople in our history. You know, we're joking about this, but you know that's had to happen somewhere along.
How you doing, Madonna?
Mrs. Friends.
Mrs. Friends is
Mrs. Friends, who was always willing to go the extra mile.
Her way to the top.
Fantastic.
And let me just say to you guys, and again with you salesmen, I'm going to use a guy that we used to work with as an example. His name is Earl Merton.
Yes.
Now... I want to tell you something. This man did some things that, frankly, I've read the Bible, and God does not approve of. But he did it because it was the only way he could close a sale.
Absolutely.
What I want you to do is picture in your mind's eye a really, really dumpy 54-year-old man who looks like he's about one step away from getting up on top of a McDonald's with an AK-47.
Exactly.
I mean, he has the pressure of the world on him every day. This guy, Earl Merton.
You know why he closes? Because they don't see him coming. They really don't see him coming. Until Alan Limewine ruined it by making him wear better clothes. Totally obnoxious.
I wasn't going to get on the whole homo thing with him, but now I'm reminded of the truth that... This was a sales guy that actually they pulled aside. He was the first of two or three male salesmen.
Uh-huh.
They pulled aside at WJFK Radio to tell them that they couldn't be salespeople unless they went and bought, like today's man, to buy some better clothes.
And really, I mean this sincerely, that some of the best guys that I've worked with over the years were some of the worst dressers.
Oh, yeah.
Seriously.
But they could all suck a D.
He comes back to the gay. The gay.
No, Mike, not just gay. Yeah, also for women as well. And listen, hey, girls. So maybe that thought repulses you. How about this? Let's say there's a little boutique in town, in Portland. You walk in behind the counter. Oh, look, speaking of Katie Holmes. My gosh, doesn't the woman who owns this little bed, breakfast, and bath boutique, doesn't she look just as cute as Katie Holmes?
Mm-hmm.
Now say, sales lady... What would be so wrong about tonguing her? What would be so wrong about giving her if that's going to close the deal,
you
right.
You have to be prepared for any sexuality.
Mm-hmm. And dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And dogs and peanut butter.
Flying dogs, yes.
Yeah.
Go for it.
So anyway, that's all I've got for you.
I call it commitment. That's what it is. It's commitment.
I call it being a pro. I got, you know, whatever it takes to get the job done.
That's right. And be unique. Just because you're a salesperson, don't think that it's the talent that's on the air that has to be doing something every day. You be something. Be the subject of ridicule.
And remember.
Especially if you have local shows. Yeah. You know, when you walk down the hallway, you know, arrange to have your disc jockeys make fun of you.
Right. You know, Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
Right.
Remember, ABC. Always be... Give me a word, Buzz.
Populating.
Thank you.
Very, very good. So now we look for record profits at that radio
station. There you go. Now you and I can sit back, really, and put our feet up, because our job is done. We've just made countless millions for this radio station.
And one other thing. Yes? Based on the fact that they have asked us to motivate the sales staff, unfortunately, the sales manager should be fired. If that's necessary, you need to fire your sales staff.
Amen. Nothing true has been said on today's show.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, people.
Hi there, last call. How's it?
Hi. I was just looking at KCMD's website.
Yes.
And, Don, you hit the nail with your head, man. They've got seven female account executives listed on their contact the sales department page, including the local sales manager.
Do they have pictures?
No pictures.
Well, we got to fix that right away.
I'll start there.
That's how you start.
You know, we used to have some hottie salespeople at the WJFK, and you know, it's motivating. It really is motivating.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want disc jockeys like to go out on a sales call, something we did 15 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get some hotties. Get some hotties.
Mm-hmm. But listen, girls.
I mean, we've met hundreds of these people over the years. Yeah. You don't have to be bright.
Works for me.
A chimpanzee can do it.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. See you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I think of all the greats.
Bye.
Dennis Reese,
uh-huh.
Alan Goodman, Mary Rankin, all the real talents. Tim McWilliams.
Gorgie.
Paul Gorgie.
Uh-huh.
Ralph Renza.
Renzi.
Ralph Renzi. Sorry, I don't remember his name.
The Renzi Frenzy.
That was his show.
Jennifer Fitzgerald.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
all the greats.
Yeah.
They're all coming back to me now.
Boy, you do remember me.
Fantastic people. Quality. Every one of them.
We're always glad to help. And why don't we send a copy of this to the network so the network knows how committed we are, as a matter of fact.
It will happen.
Right. Because let's be honest, KCMD, how do you think Mike and I got this job on this network?
Exactly.
Huh? How do you think we got the job?
We threw all our scruples out the window, and we did whatever it took.
We'll send it to Falco.
And got good at it. It's Falco. I didn't know he was dead, Rob.
Yes.
Tragically.
Hit by a bus.
Was he?
Oh, wow.
That's true. That's true. You would wish that on a dog.
Terrible.
Of course, listen to this song.
Falco.
Maybe there is karma.
Rock me, Amadeus.
Maybe God is a music fan. Maybe God one day just said, you know what? I'm going to get me Dickie Goodman, the Spice Girls, and that dick that did Rock Me Amadeus.
Falco.
And I'm going to take care of him, and it's going to be 1, 2, 3.
Falco's came out the same year as Taco, I think.
All the O Brothers.
The O Brothers.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Portland, Oregon, and you're welcome. I know that you want to call and say thank you. We'll just say, you're welcome.
Yeah, so send us some candy.
When we, when we come back from the break, how about this for a tease? We won't really get to it, but Buzz's TSA story.
Yes.
And also some entries in our homemade show thing.
Yeah. Excellent.
Okay, stay right there. We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Well,
so it's crazy about having a disability. I always have to deal with, like, condescending people. Like, people come up to me like this. Hi. I'm like, need to get laid. That really takes him for a loop. What the hell did he just say? That joke's not only funny, but it's also true.
Don and Mike Show.
How do you handle a hungry man with the Don and Mike Show?
All right, thank you, dude. Dude Walker, I wasn't calling him dude the way that people call people dude.
Dude.
Although, again, I gotta say, Big Lebowski, don't know how you cannot like that, Mike.
Maybe I watched it on a bad day. I told you I'm gonna give it another try.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'm gonna be watching a movie after the movie I watched last night.
What did you watch last night?
Syriana.
Ugh.
I know he got like the...
Not LOL?
I'm with
Jesus.
You.
Not R-O-F-L?
Right.
No.
I mean, I fancy myself as somebody that's like fairly well-versed on, you know...
Right.
World events. Doesn't help. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
Exactly. Isn't that the one with the weigh-ins, brother, where he's the little baby? Isn't that the Syriana, right? That's his name.
Little man!
Little man. Let me see. Okay, tomorrow on the show, Robert the Mailman, Dunk Tank... Full of grape Kool-Aid.
Wow.
Tomorrow, outside our palatial Rockville, Maryland studios, starting at 5 o'clock D.C. time, come on down.
I love the smell of grape Kool-Aid, but I, of course, after Robert gets in it a few times, it might be interesting.
Toss the softball at that big thing that looks like a metal archery target.
Right? Exactly.
And make it go clong.
And I think really we have to have a little... level of challenge here. I mean, I don't want it to, yeah. to be the thing. You know, you always have to resist the urge to run up to the thing and just punch it.
Well, you know, we will at some point.
Of course we will.
That's tomorrow with Robert the Mailman. Friday, if you want to come down, we're going to have prizes for the fire extinguisher roulette game.
Uh-huh.
We did talk to the lawyers, and as it turns out, we can't do it exactly like the NFL players.
No. Yes, that would require getting the fire retardant substance where it shouldn't be.
Yeah. And, you know, because the game that football players play in training camp is that the rookies stand in a line and bend over like they're hiking the ball, and they pull their
and
pants.
And you thought the Sacramento dance was gay.
And they pull their pants down.
Right.
And then the veterans come up behind them, and the rookie has to say, go ahead, spray me. And if he's lucky enough that,
spray me, Daddy.
That out of the five cans or whatever, there's one of them that's empty,
right.
then that rookie does not have to stand up and sing.
Right.
However, if a rookie is bent over and gets the stuff right. shot into his, you know, into his caboose, he has to sing later that night. Well, we ran it past the lawyers.
Yeah.
And the lawyer said, that's a fan. There's the chance that, well, there's a chance you'll wreck them.
Yes.
Right. You'll wreck their rectum.
So what is the deal? How are we going to do it?
Well, they can wear shorts or pants.
Okay.
Long pants.
Long pants. All right. Well, you talked to the lawyers. Long pants.
Uh-huh. Long pants.
Well, of course. We will provide safety goggles and dust masks.
And how many fire extinguishers are we going to have?
Five.
And out of the five, how many are going to be full?
Well, we'll figure that out.
So, can we or can't we call it Fire in the Hole? Do we have a title?
Like Buzz, we can.
And we don't know how many empty chambers we're going to have.
No, we don't.
Oh, that makes Russian roulette even more dangerous.
We do not. That'll be on Friday's episode. Keep in mind, next Wednesday, we've got another one of our We Are Number 15 or something parties.
Right.
The big spring ratings come out later this week. Mm-hmm. We definitely will not be number 15 again. Right. So come on out and party. Let's see. We Are Number ... party. Mm-hmm. Next Wednesday, 1 week from tonight at Mike's Joint.
Thanks. Look Around Cafe.
Right, at O'Mara's in Manassas. We'll be there starting at 8. We'd love to meet you. Come on by. It is really the closest thing we do now to a real Las Vegas-style show.
And everybody is very, very excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. So we'll see you. That's next Wednesday night. Another thank you for listening party, and We Are Number Something party. We should know what that number is. Well, we will know by the time that the party is.
Of course.
So come on out, and Mike, for you and everybody else, later in today's show, about an hour from now, a mystery guest.
Wow. Really?
Don't want to overhype it.
Celebrity mystery guest? Mm-hmm. Or just a mystery guest?
Define celebrity.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked at Rob. I just looked at, based on the track record, I'm going to say not a celebrity.
You're wrong.
Really? It is a celebrity? B-list, C-list. B-list, yeah, good question. Buzz.
Rob
B-list
defines
or
celebrity.
No need to say A-list.
No.
B-plus.
Is this somebody, all right, you know what, I've got the easiest question. Is this somebody that's been on the show before?
Yeah, but it's been a long time.
Oh, right.
Yep.
Okay.
No fair guessing now.
All right.
Just
all these icons are just you know, racing through my brain right now. I'm trying to think
who's winning.
I don't know. They're all slow and old.
Hold on, tapes. Let me see. We've got tapes to listen to. Jesus Christ.
Oh, good.
We have got tapes of besides the stuff that happened on TV. Mm-hmm. We'll save that for another second. Hold on. Blah 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 blah. Oh, we got some good cuts of T.O. Being T.O., now right. his book is out again.
He's on the Real Sports Show?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he says a lot of great stuff on that. Plus, we've got some really great Regis tape.
Hi there.
That you're going to have to hear hear the setup. If you live on the East Coast, you probably know that, well, no matter where you live, the space shuttle arrived back, what was it, Monday?
Very successful.
Was it on Monday?
Monday or Tuesday. Yeah.
Well, whatever day it was, ABC News broke in at 10 minutes after 9 o'clock in the morning during the Regis and Kelly show.
Oh, okay. I don't like that.
And boy, oh boy, he was pissed about it.
Oh,
and
I don't like that, Pippa.
And here on the East Coast, we were not able to see it because, you know, if you watch Regis at 9 o'clock in the morning and...
What do you want to see? A space shuttle land, or you want to hear me talk about my appetizer at Morimoto?
Well, he was very upset, and we've got the tape that only aired on the West Coast.
Oh, good.
So we've got a tape of Regis having one of his Regis moments.
Space, the final frontier? How dare they? I've got things to talk about. Who wants to be an astronaut? Well, then, fine. Come on now, Pippa.
Yeah, and the other interesting thing about Regis, as long as we're on the topic, we'll play the tape of him. I've noticed on his chat show mm-hmm. that for whatever reason, they don't let him talk about the Gong Show that he hosts.
Okay. Oh, another network, right?
Another network. Yeah, yeah, I know, but still you would think that, Jesus Christ, he's a whore. He'd get a plug-in. At least he'd say, hey, did you see the Gong Show?
So
did you?
He's never mentioned it? Not even once?
No, he has never mentioned
wow.
it. And he looks over at Gelman all the time
oh.
when he approaches the topic and says to Gelman all the time, well, that's the other show I can't talk about.
Oh. Ah, see, so they've obviously told him that he can't do that.
My
when
other
was,
show.
When it was Millionaire, you know, it was every day he was talking about that.
Right. And I was reading...
I'm going to save the other network.
The great Tom Shales today... really a great journalist in the Washington Post. I thought they had downsized, or they had outsourced him, or
he'll
got him to quit.
Though. He'll still contribute.
Anyway, he wrote a column today that was pretty right on about how the whole let's perform and do a show reality thing has hit the wall.
Yep,
and that
so.
And that the Regis Show is everything that's good and bad about this, and that it's awful because it's edited together poorly, and,
right.
and people watch it because it's filler and there's nothing else on to watch. But then again, even Tom Shales has to write, well, it does have Regis.
Right.
You
yeah.
Know,
yeah. Anything with Regis.
It does have Regis.
Right.
Kind of like slowing down to watch a car wreck.
Kind of like.
Hi there, Pippa.
Kind of like.
Right.
Way to go, Tommy Wummy.
But it's a great tape of Regis really getting mad.
Oh, good.
Because he finds out that all of the ABC-owned and operated stations mm-hmm. have taken him off the air
right.
for the shuttle landing.
Do you get the impression Regis does not really burden himself with worrying about world events?
Now, let me see.
I can't believe this. I was going to talk about my new shoes.
Okay, we got it. We have tape of Tito, and we have tape of the chick, the 19-year-old that Christie Brinkley's husband was banging.
Right, right.
She was on TV all over the place yesterday, so
yeah.
we've got plenty more tape of her.
Right. Are those boxes that you're holding, like from people that have mailed things in, or are they have they been lying? Those look like the oldest reel-to-reel boxes that you have.
These, Mike. Well, these were by these were put on disc, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
Who found these? What is the story behind these?
This is so cool.
Jeff Lockridge, who built this studio.
Right. Yeah, there's the date on it. I see 1978.
Wow. Also the Infinity engineer for all of the D.C. area. When they were knocking down the old WPGC transmitter, he found these.
Oh.
And they're pretty classic and
wow.
very rich.
But they are, let me see. Well, they're my tapes.
Rich with comedy.
They're my actual tapes.
DJ tapes.
From this is from 1978 when I sent the tape to WPGC to get the job
okay.
working at the station in Washington. And then the other tape is after I got here, it was a composite of the station's year.
Okay.
It doesn't feature you, but it's still very entertaining. Lots of friends of the show are on it.
Yeah, it doesn't feature you. How did it make the cut?
Well, because I got hired in late 1979.
Okay.
Late 1979.
I think it's very big of you to play that tape. It is.
Well, I'm not going to play a lot of the one that doesn't have me on it.
Of course.
I'm just why the hell would I play
yeah,
that?
Come on.
Is good.
But the other one, let me see. Yeah, July 1978. So that would be 28 years ago.
I was a young lad.
28 years ago. And this was...
I was five.
That's the composite.
Oh, that's the composite cut two?
Just the toddler.
Is that a cut one?
That's the first one, yeah.
I remember that well. I was teething at the time.
And
happier, sunnier days.
Hey, look at that. Look at the gay handwriting. And that's my handwriting on the box.
Hey, you highlighted master.
Yes.
Master tape.
Because it's my master tape.
That's right.
July 1978, Pro FM.
This is when you were at Pro FM?
Right, in Providence. So this was a tape almost 30 years old.
Wow.
Roll it, please.
Yeah.
New England's most listened to FM station, WPRO FM Providence.
This is your captain at 1 o'clock. Shake it up, shake it down, move it in, move it out. Running into a little turbulence this morning, friends.
You guys are not alone. You guys are not alone.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Shake it up, shake it down. A star, baby, to work at 92 Pro FM. And this is Living Proof with you, Don Geronimo at 134. Pro FM at 139 with Don Geronimo. Hope to see you Saturday out at Olivos Beach up in Narragansett for second annual Pro FM Windsurfing Day. Free prizes, suntan lotion, and windsurfing demonstrations. Come on out and see all us 100-pound weaklings and kick sand in our faces with Pro FM with Don Geronimo. It seems like every 20 minutes or so we're playing another song from the movie Grease. Probably because we are. 92 Pro FM, whenever you're near me, I hear a symphony.
Pro FM.
It's music to my ears.
But keep in mind,
they weren't letting you be funny up there, huh?
Oh, no, this was...
You were straight DJ there.
This was when, I'm remembering now the time...
You had been funnier at other stations, right, prior to that?
Oh,
did
yeah.
he rein you in at Pro FM a little bit?
This was where...
Because that's 1978.
I think we are to the point in radio where they were saying to disc jockeys...
Shut up.
No talking at all.
Right, because, like, I mean, all you're doing is formatics there, and I know that at other... stations prior to that, you've been a little bit more
liberal. Hey, 92 Pro FM, Neil Diamond at 2:34 in the afternoon. Let me serve my public here for a second. Your new baby needs all the help it can get, so don't smoke anything during pregnancy. Just think, the next child you have could be carrying could be the next Don Geronimo.
I'm sending this tape out to get a job.
Right, me.
It worked.
Make you go out and buy a carton of cigarettes, isn't it? 92 Pro FM, Geronimo show this afternoon at 2:27, always on the telephone. Hello?
Great song.
We have all your songs on a recorder, like all the top songs, and just playing that.
Yeah, we do. Actually, I'm just a recording.
Really?
Because if I was human, I would make mistakes all the time. So I'm really just a recording today.
Pro FM.
Okay,
Pro FM at 12:24 with Don Geronimo and Toby Bo. Song that belongs in the late 50s, doesn't it, really? Oh, my angel baby. Makes my heart go doo-wah-diddy-diddy. This was phoned in from Arnold's Drive, I think, for Richie and Foxy. Pro FM, I mean, I know you.
There we go.
You knew how to chop up an audition.
Jesus Christ. What's the other one?
Who taught you how to do that? Shannon teach you how to do that?
Oh, no, that was way before Scott Shannon.
Really?
Just some guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, you'd sit in a room with a guy and say, you know, how do I get to the next job?
Right. Well, I mean, to this day, I mean, you never hear the vocal. Which is part of the thing. I mean, that's the way I was taught how to do it. I mean, it's just these are fun to listen to.
That's not even a good tape, though.
But you always did that on your audition tapes. Something that somebody told me. And when you listen to them, if you get to the vocal and you play, I mean, there's never more music than is absolutely necessary.
Right. I hate music. I mean, I hated music when I played music.
I like music in 1978.
I liked the music too, right. But I was very unhappy at that point, which is why I wanted to get out of the station.
Well, you were reading a PSA for cigarette smoking, so I know you had to hate it.
The rule was, if you can't say it in 8 seconds, it's not worth saying.
Right.
Yes, that's what Petey said.
Right. And then here's the other part of that. From the station that I ended up getting it hired at, based on this tape, where I had
WPGC?
Right.
Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Oops, sorry.
Sorry, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Your sound was the morning.
Yeah, it sounded different then.
PGC, Elliot and Woodside, Ellery Queen, Boss of the Day, Date Off with Paige, Choose Your News, Movie Reviews, Tickets to the Best Concerts, Casey Kasem's American Top 40, Alien World, Office of the Day, and much, much more. WPGC Radio. Nobody does it better.
Good morning from Elliot and Woodside.
And we forgot to call Suzanne Summers. She's in town today.
How could you forget to call Suzanne Summers?
To call her. Ace is the place with the helpful hardware hints.
Okay.
Elliot Woodside.
Okay.
How did we beat them?
Yeah. How?
How did you?
Those poor efforts.
How did we knock them off?
They're the first ones that we ever sent luggage to.
Ones we set our gun sights on.
We used to send them like dead flowers and black roses when the ratings would come out.
Right. Did we do it?
We sent Jim Elliott and Scott Woodside way back in the day, in like 1985. Mike and I sent luggage to Q107 the day the ratings came out.
Right.
Because we didn't know what the ratings were going to be.
Amazing thing is, Jim Elliott sounded like that on and off the air, you know.
How did you forget to call Suzanne Summers?
We sent over luggage with a note that said, this is for your new trip because you're going to have to be leaving town soon.
Yeah, we were really into the competition. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, God.
Good,
we would send them,
like
condolence cards
right.
when the ratings come out.
Sure. And remember the DJ that beat us in the morning one time? It was one ratings book where he actually was a tenth of a point in front of us, and he made this big deal about it, and then we set our gun sights on him. And it was
Harris.
Paul Harris, that's the guy's name.
Paul Harris.
Harris was this asshat that got lucky in like a summer ratings period,
and he
beat us by a tenth of a point. And he was one of the original networkers on the Internet, and he let the world know this. And that was his biggest mistake.
Do you remember us screaming at him on the speakerphone in our office?
Right.
We called the guy off the air.
Right.
Because at that point, dude, I don't think, even with what we were doing on WAVA at the time,
sure.
we weren't evolved enough that we would be allowed to call another competing station and actually put their disc jockey on the air.
Right.
So we talk about him a lot, and we get off the air, we call him, And we're on the speakerphone, and both Mike and I are just screaming at him. You know, we're going to kick your ass. You're going to be nothing. Do you hear me? This is going to be the absolute best. He's like,
it was just like wrestling. Hey, brother! And we did.
Yeah, we did.
You know, and I saw right after we came back and beat the guy again, there was, I forgot who his number two guy was, who his sidekick was, but I saw him at a golf tournament.
Dave the Predictor.
Dave the Predictor, and I saw him at two golf tournaments, and one, and I was having a few little toddies at one of the, surprise, shocker, and I saw him, every time I would always see this guy when he was standing over a ball ready to take his swing, and I would yell like across two fairways, nice rating! And then at the end, he throws the club down, kind of looks back at me and goes, oh, come on, man. And I was like, victory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, obnoxious, you bet we were.
Got him. All right, here's another tape I was looking for. Oh, entries in the show open contest.
Ah, good.
As you've heard us talk about ad nauseum, we're looking for an open for the show. More than one.
Right.
To be played every day. We'd like to get 10, 12, 13 of them.
You actually used one, you know, for real today in the beginning of the show.
It was good. It sounded good. Yeah, I love the sound of our listeners actually making these tapes and putting their voices on them. Mm-hmm. So let's hear a couple of them today to hear what people got going on.
New stuff.
This would be one by a guy named John Thompson.
You mean the Georgetown coach?
I guess so.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so. Here we go. Oops. Is that the start of it?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, don't go to break then, stations, because it starts with our going to break thing. Here we go.
The Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member...
What, do you tape the whole opening?
Just tape our opening.
You must comply with any age limitations.
But we don't need this part.
For complete
we got this.
We can play this somewhere else.
Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
That guy's the Deion Sanders of retards.
Roll in.
Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You know you make me want to shout.
A loud one, isn't it?
Yeah. Sure is.
Looks like a cop on it.
Hi, my name is Trump, and I have a slice of your duty.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
And of
duty.
Course
duty.
We're going to throw poo at him.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
Everybody.
Duty.
This was
duty.
Mixed duty. By Marley Matlin.
Well, all right, thank you. I want to make sure that we give all of them at least 1 minute
That's
of airtime.
Right.
Right.
Give it a shot.
Thank you, John.
What?
Here's the next one from a fellow named Eric Arnell.
Hello, Eric.
See what he's got for us.
We put this festival on you, Falsers. You know what I love? We went for 1 year for you, pigs. Are you going to break our walls down? Are you going to destroy?
Do you even understand what this guy's
not
saying?
A syllable.
Not a word.
To the Batmobile.
I didn't hear that. Contest is not loudest entry wins.
That's the second one in a row that I had to actually turn down the
what?
Monitor.
Here's a listener named Jim Thomas.
Hello, Jim.
Come on, JT.
Bring it.
Hey. Oh, we don't play the laughing song anymore.
Well, maybe we can edit
the laughing place. Oh, he did. You know what, let me restart that one because he did do like a to change it. So in fairness, we'll start that one again by Jim Thomas.
This is The Don and...
No. You're right. One, two, three.
Advised.
Hey, Grandma, turn up your hearing aid.
See, these are Burbank.
We just stopped this one. I know what you like, which is the same thing that I like.
The homemade quality.
The fact that there doesn't some guy sound in,
some guy in his bedroom.
Professional.
Right.
You know, and just for future reference, for everybody that's going to enter this contest, the more of you, the better.
Yeah. Right.
I mean... Everybody's doing a great job mixing in the Patrick Bateman tapes and the Spicoli tapes.
Right.
But we got the Spicoli tapes. We got the Patrick Bateman tapes.
Yeah, I like it when it's got that homemade quality. An exciting introduction.
I like your announcer voices. I'm talking to you guys, you listeners.
Right.
Joe Artinger.
Like that. See that he put a bong sound in.
Right.
Johnny Norman.
Oh.
There you are.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We need some help. I'll get it.
Rob A. the Big Ape Speewag.
Crying one.
Mike O'Mara. And Don Geronimo.
Hi, Satan.
Hey, what's happening?
Hi, Satan.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what?
I am the god of hellfire,
okay.
And I bring you fire.
And then back to the...
Whoa. Okay.
It's the Armageddon mix.
Okay.
That's homemade.
Right, here's one by a cat named Josh Ciotti.
X check with question mark, though.
I think that's a question mark.
Yeah.
Right? Am I in agreement? No, the first two we've X'd out?
Yeah.
Is that a question mark?
Absolutely.
Hello?
Yeah, it's me.
What did you want me to do a search for?
Give me search for super crime, girls in trouble, and press release. How to?
Here's what your search turned up.
Sex with animals. There's no time, man.
He's Miss Stoneman. There's no reason to be disturbed.
That's right. Behind our masks, we're perfectly ordinary people.
Don Geronimo.
You and your retarded. You're a
Mike O'Mara.
Dr. Kidd, I need a back the enemy.
Oh, I'm hurt.
Ever look at a dollar bill, man? There's some spooky stuff going on a dollar bill, man. I mean, and it's green, too.
Rob Spielwack.
Oh, no. It wasn't the airplane. It was beauty killed the beast.
Don Norman.
Oh, God, I hate this job.
And the legendary Joe Artinger.
What if we're... still doing this when we're 50? It would be nice to have that kind of job security.
Pretty damn good, that! Yeah!
With an all-star cast of heroes and villains from around the globe.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
And callers from North America.
I can't take it. I cannot take this one.
Holy, holy donut!
Striking from deep beneath the Look Around Cafe, it's the Don and Mike Show.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, now let's get the little music bed.
Close. I'd give that a check. Yeah.
You know, I can't get mad at any of them because they're all trying to do the same thing, and I think there's some that hit, some that don't, but they're all fun.
Yeah, you cats should just know the ones that really are the best. I like that one. Just one man's opinion, and opinions are like cowboy hats. Everybody's got one in their butt. That guy, what made that one good was the fact that you've got the less than superior audio.
Right.
And it's obviously just a guy at home going,
click.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mom!
Good. Yeah. Good stuff.
That is good.
Let me see. The other two, we'll have to listen to later.
Okay.
Okay, so we've got the boys say that at least one of these, the other two that I was going to play here today, at least one of them is salt.
Maybe the best we've heard.
Wow.
Yet.
Oh, that's a tease.
So?
Yeah, I do.
Do you really? All right, well, let's hear that one.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, then let's hear one from, Rob says it's good, from a guy named Donnie Salon.
Is that D-O-N-I?
With a Y, right. Or maybe it's sell on.
All systems go. Prepare for countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure.
I want to Don and Mike, but I want to all of you. And I didn't travel 3,000 miles to watch you. Incidentally, Don and Mike, I think you're on the radio. You have wit. And I don't know how you do it. You really...
Thanks a lot, Dick.
Yeah, I see you got some pretty good talent there for your show. You think that's talented? Well, no. I mean, most of them are pretty lame, right?
Hi, this is Donnie and Rebecca from Madison, Wisconsin. And you're listening to the Don and Mike Show. Go Pack.
The Don and Mike Show.
Make me mad. Make me mad or I'm gonna be really mad.
Hey. It's time for Don to run him on. Live on the air, he can't get psycho. He's not a man to cross or storm. If you do, he might just say, the message is Michael Mara. Drinking so much that it would kill ya. Saying things that are smart and bold. And questions like,
you have a hot dog that's how old?
Buzz for bank with the news. Let's do
grass, mescaline, cocaine, uppers, downers.
And ladies, buzz is smooth. Wow. To himself.
Where can I find a photograph of you?
Rock Speed Black is a good little monkey.
Also known to be an eBay junkie.
Beginning of the show, he always does Chris.
And also, you know, my wife doesn't listen.
Wow. So what could be said about Joe Unger? Known to be the oldest full screener. Down's always getting stupid questions from him. Stupid questions like,
are we done with porno names, man?
And that leaves a shot. Probably gets more than Joe and Rock.
It's okay, he's gonna be the
but wow. Obviously, that's wrong.
So sit back, relax, and just let it go. You're listening to the Don and Mike Show.
That kicks ass.
Oh. The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
The Don and Mike Show.
Space out here. That is the best one we've gotten
beyond
so far.
That's a winner.
Yeah. Wow. And you know what? He put that together yesterday.
Yeah,
that is fantastic.
The thing about the hot dog is the hot dog lady.
Really fantastic.
All right, maybe you know what we're looking for. Maybe you don't. We really don't know what we're looking for, but we know when we hear it, when we like it, when it's right. Keep them coming. You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
We didn't hear all of them from today.
Fantastic.
We'll listen to more, if not today, on tomorrow's show for sure. And Yanni.
Yes.
Yanni, again, our email address, and you'd like them sent to the header of...
Show open, please.
And
for those of you who have not heard your entry, that doesn't mean we haven't heard it. There's one particular guy who sent two of them, and he doesn't seem to understand the FCC regulations. Don't send stuff with cuss words in them, asses.
All right. Very good.
And if we've not played yours yet, we will play all of them. That's a promise. Right. Everybody gets at least 1 minute of theirs played on the air.
Good stuff. And that last one was just really, really tight. And I hope that the fact that we're enthused about that is not necessarily just because it's a rap.
Don't copy him.
Please don't copy him. Please don't try to copy that guy. All right?
Where
was the melody?
Where's the melody?
The melody!
We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
First of all, right, if he's a newcomer, right, I want him to my ass with jelly, what they call toss the towel. That's the slang word, toss the towel. It means my ass, right? With jelly or without jelly, some people use syrup.
All
I prefer a guy to use jelly, right?
Yeah.
I will reach my right?
Uh-huh.
I will automatically get right?
Sure.
I will, you know, automatically. If he my ass for about 10 minutes or longer.
Right? That's right.
It's a sensation feeling, and it makes you feel real good.
Most all gays.
All gays do that.
Do.
You know what I'm saying? Like guys, it's just like a right? But the only difference is it's not a right? It's clean. The person's decent. And the person knows that that's a but in mind, he's looking at it as a because he's in prison. So, toss my salad. Let him, you know, we straight. That's it.
And then we're straight. I mean, come on.
Wow.
For God's sakes. It was a goddamn program. How you doing anyway?
beautiful man in black, JC.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe
your mind.
Right.
They never shame the beast. Don and Mike.
Chris Daughtry. Chris Daughtry. Chris Daughtry.
I find it very, very easy.
American Idol, Chris Daughtry. I watched 2 seconds last night of the, whatever the ABC show is, the American Idol ripoff show on ABC.
What's it called?
ABC.
Someone should.
ABC.
The One.
The One. Actually, I would call it the Two. Because it's,
gotcha.
It was number two. Uh-huh.
Was it really bad?
It was worse than American Idol. They offered a...
They all are, aren't they, really? I mean, yeah. Isn't that the gold standard?
What they offer is a different look at the selection process than American Idol has and backstage stuff.
Why are you laughing at the gold standard?
That's just funny to think of that show, which is really just like popcorn.
What are you, bananas?
I am bananas.
Are you flipping out of your mind?
I'm flipping bananas.
Yeah, keep your flipping mouth shut.
Anyway, they have a guy who's dressed like George Michael when George Michael was with Wham.
Okay. And I thought you were going to say the sportscaster with the orange hair.
They're having a discussion with him before the show. Of course, the three judges.
Yes.
And they're saying, here's the song that we think you should sing. Mm-hmm. Give it a bit, boy, beat my door. I want to get
caught in the rock and roll and drift away.
And the guy says, because the guy's got balls, uh-huh. You know, this is the way that they're portraying him, the rocker.
Okay.
He says, hey, it's my only shot. I got to do something like Devil with a Blue Dress On.
There you go.
So then they come back to the host, and the host, who is incidentally nowhere, is a dreamy man, Ryan Seacrest, says, and now here he is doing his own version of Devil with a Blue Dress On. And it's like, it's the worst karaoke.
Right.
Worse than, I don't want to say worse than
Does
the American...
Does it have the same format with three judges?
Yes.
Why do they all do that?
Well, because we're a nation of lemmings.
Yeah,
although
there's
slightly different that you called in and voted last night, mm-hmm. And then tonight the bottom three will be performing songs that are selected for them, and the judges will choose somebody to go, and the audience chooses somebody to go, and then the group of people, all of the singers, will choose somebody to go. And meanwhile, at the same time tonight, Regis has got the Gong Show on.
Right.
And at the same time, now what is CBS running?
So You Think You Can Dance.
Now that's on Fox.
Now that I'm watching.
That's on Fox.
Make it stop.
So there's at least three talent shows on tonight,
Jesus,
right?
Jesus, wait a minute. ABC, The One, Making a Music Star, CBS, Rockstar, Supernova,
that's
Fox.
That's the one I was trying to think of, Mike.
Fox, So You Think You Can Dance, NBC, America's Got Talent.
It was that or sign off.
Wow.
There you go, everybody.
It's ridiculous.
That's what's happening.
That's why Tom Shales wrote that. He's absolutely right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's on T-Night,
mm-hmm.
and who cares? Really. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Although I'm a sap because I turned on the One last night, you know, just to see what it was about.
Right.
Hello.
Hi. Let me talk to Don and Mike.
Yes, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hi. I was just calling because I'm meeting Kiefer Sutherland tonight. I was wondering if there's anything you guys wanted me to pass along.
How are you meeting Kiefer Sutherland?
He's coming to a record store in Baltimore. He's promoting some band, but he's signing stuff, so I'm going to go down, have him sign our 24 drinking game.
What band is Kiefer Sutherland promoting?
I don't know. He just started a record label, and I think he's the first band. That's what it said at the record store in Baltimore.
Is he a rocker, too? Does he travel around with a band once in a while?
I don't think he has time. I don't think he's like Crow.
I think when
I love referring to celebrities by their last name, incidentally.
Crow. Bacon also does that.
R. Crow.
He did a documentary for a band that he liked, so he's not in the band, but he supports the band.
Right. Anyway, if you see Kiefer Sutherland, tell him that the video of him jumping into that Christmas tree is maybe one of the best videos I've ever seen.
And tell him, buy him a drink and say it's from us.
Okay, and should I suggest All the Vein all the time, or is that a little too overboard?
Should you what?
Suggest All Devane all the time, or is that a little...
More William Devane.
No,
don't get into the Willie. That's our own thing. He won't even understand what you're doing with that. Just say a nice hello and, come bearing gifts.
Are you insane?
Are you insane, Jack?
Okay, goodbye.
Why are you out promoting this band?
Bye-bye.
When you could be working to get me reinstated in my position. I spent 3 hours underwater, Jack. You son of a bitch. And you're in Baltimore promoting a band? What's wrong? Are you insane?
And, of course, if you do really meet Kiefer Sutherland, use the same opener that we did when we had him on the show, when he was promoting 24, when we just thought it was a POS.
Right.
The only thing we could think of to say to him was, hey, we saw your dad's ass in Animal House.
That's it. And that's before he became a phenomenon. Yeah. Right?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Around with the band.
Radio God.
Yeah, turn that down, please.
I did, buddy. What's going on?
Big knob to the left, buddy. How you doing, buddy?
I got it, baby. Hey,
right, buddy. Right. Toss my salad, buddy.
All right, yeah, Slick. Buddy. What can we do for you?
What's up, Chief?
Come on now,
hey,
buddy.
You want a good laugh tomorrow before Robert goes?
What's that, Ace? What do you got for us?
Today now?
Come on, Einstein.
Is he going in the dug tank
today? Yeah, okay, Slick. What do you got for us today?
It's tomorrow, Chief.
Dug tank today?
Tomorrow, Chief.
Come on, sport.
All right, throw a bar of soap in there before he falls in. It'll all be hilarity.
There you go. Now go hang up and listen to yourself.
He's all proud of himself now. He turns the radio back up.
Take him wild. Figure that out.
Everybody.
Rock the cradle.
Today.
As B. Idol sings.
Thank you.
William.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Right. Excuse me, Rob. W. Idol.
Right.
W.I.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
As opposed to Joe V.I. Village Idiot. Also, V.I. Warshawski. Oh, hold on a second, caller.
Starring Kathleen Turner.
Yes. Hold on.
Yes.
Last night, I was so starved. Obviously, I'm watching The One, so I'm starved for anything on TV.
Obviously.
Some station was running the Pat O'Brien show.
All right.
Okay. Now, I find it pretty amazing that Pat O'Brien can go on and do the type of show that he does. Being as just, it was just, was it a year ago that he was with Coke and hookers and everything?
Calling
else?
Up and they had him on on the recording when he was in this hotel room.
And the thing about Pat O'Brien's show is that it's not a, I mean, this is going to sound weird. It's not as respectable as Entertainment Tonight.
No, it isn't.
It's not as respectable as the Billy Bush Show.
That's why it works. Hollywood.
It's much more tabloidy, and it's much more Pat O'Brien personally, like lecturing these celebrities who have effed up.
Okay.
And at one point last night, Pat O'Brien was talking about the chick that Christie Brinkley's husband was banging.
The 19-year-old.
And they go to the toy. Apparently, she worked in a toy store.
Right.
Of course, she worked in a toy store. And
she shops there.
That just kind of fits the bill.
Uh-huh. And
she shopped there for herself.
And they talk to some guy who says, you know, this is not the way that we live here. It's a family community.
Right.
And they come back, and Pat O'Brien, who's standing in front of some, you know, fancy schmancy big high tech Star Trek set, waves his finger like Dikembe Mutombo, you know, the basketball player.
Right.
Wait, you know, that's not how we act in the Hamptons or wherever this happened.
Now, was he doing it seriously? Or was he, it sounds like he might have been goofing.
No, he was not goofing.
That's not how he act in the Hamptons. Even if he was doing it as a mocking thing, it would be a little bit odd.
He was not goofing. And what else did he do? God damn, what were we just talking about before that? What show were we just talking about? Because he had a clip about
D.I. Wachowski.
Thank you. He also, right after he gets done, waving his finger at this guy. And seriously, I'm watching this going, Pat O'Brien should not be telling someone seriously on TV how to live their lives.
Right.
He says, and on another note, there's a brand new animated movie coming out that features Kathleen Turner as the voice of a house.
As the voice of Jabba the Hutt.
Now,
a big house.
I had not seen
an old house.
The last time I saw Kathleen Turner was on one of the Law and Order episodes.
Right.
Where she looked like she was on steroids.
Right.
Last night, when she was working the red carpet, and you know this is a quality movie because the other leading voice is Kevin James.
Okay.
It's a CGI thing.
God.
They're working the red carpet. Kathleen Turner came on TV, and I want to just tell you that when you see her now, you will be so far past the slurred speech that you will not... That
why?
She will, because she looks like somebody took her and put her in a trash compactor. What she looks like a blockhead now.
Wow.
I can't... It's like somebody...
I think I know what you're saying. Like somebody, I've seen pictures of her where her face... She used to be supermodel. She was actually... She had long features. She had kind of angular, you know, nice angles on her face. And she looks like her nose is flattened out and gotten fat.
Her face is like an
accordion.
Her
cheeks have gotten fat. It's amazing.
And
does she look like the kid in Mask? I mean, is it like
everybody looks like the kid in Mask?
Well,
no,
I mean,
no, he's got a big, long banana face.
So it's just like
she's got.
Smushed?
She, it's like an accordion.
Is she fat? Is she actually fat, or is she just looking odd?
She is fat like
a football player is fat.
Solid. She's weird because...
Like a lineman is... No, she's big.
She's not like Kirstie Alley fat.
Oh, and I should also...
too.
And I should also say, I saw an ad with Kirstie Alley. I know that I'd said recently, she didn't look like she'd lost a lot of weight.
Uh-huh.
They put her in a white dress in that new ad, and she does look like she has lost some weight.
Wow.
She still remains very, very stunning. But Kathleen Turner, somewhere along the line, made the switch from, you know, kind of the aging starlet to the brassy, auntie Mame kind of character.
She was a piece of ass, even in a movie like War of the Roses.
Yeah. Sure.
Where she started to her slip.
She was solid. How many years ago was War of the Roses?
91.
Was it 91? So it's a long time ago.
Hey,
it was a very
Yanni.
Long time ago.
Yanni, will you do me a favor?
I'm looking right now.
Yeah, thank you very much. If we can find a picture of her at this premiere.
But, of course, she is still doing the speaking, too, right? Where she's like, this is costing in charge of the thing.
And the speech is more pronounced.
New York life.
And more retarded
the
sounding.
The company you keep.
And what did she say? They're interviewing her, and of course they're afraid to say anything like, you look hideous, and what's wrong with you?
Right.
So they say, how did you get this?
You know, it wouldn't be you look hideous. That would be the question I would ask her. Just walk up, what happened? What did you do? You know, and really, and if it's something medical, please let us know.
She says, well, they called me up, and they said that you were the most beautiful woman, with you in the voice of Jessica Rabbit. And now perhaps you would like to be the most ugly house in all of the cartoons.
You know that? She did do the voice of Jessica Rabbit, didn't she?
Yeah. And I said, how could I possibly turn this down?
That is
you know what?
Wow.
That's not too bad.
That is not too bad.
Coming from you, the king of the apes, Mike.
With the raspy quality.
That is really the way she
sounds. And it's getting deeper and deeper and deeper. The thing about her, if you want to know the face, and I've seen a recently photographed picture of Kathleen Turner, her nose is what has changed. And I don't know... It's changed like somebody would be...
I don't know.
Like if somebody's hitting the sauce, I'm wondering what's going on.
You got to see
my irony.
See the picture. And Pat, now, this is where I'm watching this show
last night.
She still
had long hair?
No. It's shoulder length now.
Oh,
and it's
really?
Like, it's bad perm.
Mm.
Looks bad on a hot day. Oh, baby.
Wow. Was she wearing a dress?
No, she was nude.
All right.
No, yeah, she had a dress on.
I was wearing coveralls.
It's not a sexy dress, though.
Sexy dress. I was wearing coveralls. Larry, the thing is, I do the voices of the house.
Here's the thing that I don't get, though, about a guy like Pat O'Brien, who's, to me, I can smell through the TV when I look at this guy. I just
Slicky
you know,
boy.
Right.
The ultimate slicky boy.
How do you get off? Well, I know how he gets off.
Sure.
But how do you get off?
May I help you with that, Pat O'Brien?
Wiggling your finger, you know, and saying, you know, shame on you. This is not how we do things in the Hamptons. This is not how we do things. This is not how celebrities live. Shame on you. And then 2 seconds later, run this videotape of Kathleen Turner and not even come back and address the fact, even in a, you know, in a subtle way, say, you know, wow, she, you know.
How about something really subtle? Like he comes back from commercial and he goes, that's Kathleen Turner. How about that wall? Looks like the wall won. We'll be right back with another story.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
hey, you cow.
Well, they don't do that on those shows. What they do is if it is a scandal, but he can do it because it's a scandal.
Because he's taking a shot at it.
It's a scandal in the tap, but they don't do that if they're just talking about regular fluff because then they won't get their interview.
Well,
they
got Kathleen Turner is going to go have an affair with a 19-year-old girl from a twist I do it.
You know, I give Billy Bush credit on his show that he was interviewing Jessica Simpson. And he got pissed because all she wanted to talk about, I think, was some cosmetics line.
So he smacked her.
He was bitching about it, and he made that really the focal point of the entire piece, which is unheard of.
Yeah,
you would never see those shows do that because really they're at the teeth of all these celebrities.
Like I was so lucky, I was watching MTV when they ran an MTV bulletin where they previewed a few moments of the new Jess video.
Really?
And
Dukes of Hazzard?
Can I just tell you the part that they showed?
What'd they show?
Where I immediately, I hope there are no children listening, I immediately had to go upstairs and take care of myself.
Oh, dear.
You'll understand why in a moment.
All right.
This is the scene they showed. She's in the back of her car.
Uh-huh.
She's driving away from an appearance. This is in her music video.
She's in the back of her car. Well, her arms must be long. How does that work? She's in the back of her car and she's driving it.
No, it's a limo.
Oh, it's a limo.
So she's in the back
of her car. She has a driver.
She's in the back of her car.
All right, her limo.
Okay.
Right.
And she says, driver, can you go any faster? I turn around and it's Ryan Seacrest. And then I went up and I viciously worked it.
So you were faking us out there.
Of course I was.
No.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Yeah, I went. I went and beat my meat on the toilet seat.
Here's a recent picture of Kathleen Turner.
There you go. Here's
you ace it, Don.
Thank you, Buzz.
You did ace it. Look at that picture.
Now, John, can we... Yanni, can we put this up, a picture that Buzz found up on our website?
Oh, I just found another one getting ready to post it.
I'm Pat O'Brien. This bulletin, Kathleen Turner has turned into Ethel Merman before our eyes.
I mean, really, take a good look at her. Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's now beyond the vocal stuff.
But I talk American.
She looks like a boozy ex-boxer. She really does.
She is incredible.
She, you know what? She adopted that personality. She ran with it. She decided, I'm not going to be one of these former starlets who's going to still try to look younger and better. Right. She's going to let herself go and be the brassy Kathleen Turner.
With her big meaty nose.
But you know why? You know why it's shocking, and you know why we make a big deal of it? Because really,
she was a piece of ass.
And I'm talking body heat.
You see body heat?
Body heat, the definitive piece of ass in a movie where you're just staring at her the whole time she's on camera.
Back in the day, you would watch Body Heat. And I realize I know you're kidding, but you could go home and work it real good.
She was that hot.
Right.
And
right.
If anybody, and it's a, such
and
an old movie.
It's William Hurt.
It's so old. That movie is ancient. You go back and watch that movie, and you will see Kathleen Turner at her all-time hot.
Well, it's been years, but I mean, the scenes where it's a hot, steamy night, and the drapes are blowing, and she's walking around naked.
She's got
that
very sheer silk blouse on.
She's just sheer boobs. Jumping up and down on him like he's a trampoline.
And then when they did the Romancing the Stone stuff, you know, that was at the peak of Michael Douglas. And I would venture to say Michael Douglas got some of that.
Oh, of course he did.
Wasn't that right at the absolute pinnacle of his sex addiction thing?
Which was made up.
Yeah, which he said he was covering his booze addiction.
With his sex addiction.
Right.
Addiction.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. How's my diction? Hello.
How?
I know I'm a dick. I'm a dictator. Hello. What do you get when you cross Hitler and a potato?
A dictator.
Hello.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hey, I just want to say welcome back, and I just want to see how y'all like your new place.
Hold on a second. This is not your real accent. Why are you using a phony voice?
Pardon me?
Right.
Next call.
Bye-bye. See you tonight on America's Got Talent.
Leave that to the person that apes for a living.
Hello, right. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Great. Hey, I got a quick Pat O'Brien story for you.
I would not ape Kathleen Erna. I wouldn't ape her.
Uh-huh.
I'm going back to the whole...
I'm glad you are. I'm very glad that you are.
Going back to the whole rape, drop the R thing.
That's right.
Ape
her. That's true.
Hello.
Hey, my dad and me, we had a chance to go to the BCS championship game this past year, and we had pretty bad seats right on the aisle, and Pat O'Brien comes up in this big fake fur, you know, flashing smile to everybody, and he stops right in front of my dad, and my dad goes, "Hey, pervert, why don't you sit down?" And he shoots my dad this look like he's gonna do something. Little does he know that my dad's 6'5", 270. My dad stands up and goes, "Hey, why don't you take that fake fur and that phony smile and sit your ass down?"
I don't believe that.
Who believes this guy?
I don't believe Pat O'Brien. Pat O'Brien would never wear a fake fur.
Real
fur. Hello, Don.
That was real fur.
Hello.
Real beaver.
Hello.
What's up, guys?
Hey, you're on the air. Howdy.
Hey, don't you think Kathleen Turner resembles Johnny Cash?
A little bit now,
That's not bad. That ain't bad.
I'm Kathleen Turner.
Thank you, my friend. All right, well, we'll put this picture of Kathleen Turner on our website.
Good.
Also on our website today, just so you don't think that Christie Brinkley's ex-husband, soon-to-be ex-husband, only has gotten it on with the 19-year-old who works at the toy store.
Right.
As it turns out...
I don't know why that makes me laugh every time you say that.
Here we go. Here's another one. Here's another 19-year-old girl now. Let me see. This is 10 years ago.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Her name is Samantha Cole. And we have her picture up on the website as well.
Oh, hello.
She was doing him about 10 years ago.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was she about 29 now?
Yes.
Okay.
And anyway, she says that he asked her to marry him.
Ah.
He said, now this would be the second chick now that is implied. The girl at the toy store and this girl that's naked on our website who he used to bang, both said when they were interviewed, that he implied that he would like to leave Christie Brinkley.
Huh.
But he's just stuck in this marriage. He'd really like to get out. Now, looking at this chick's picture, you might understand it, okay?
Yeah.
But the 19-year-old who works in the toy store?
I think you saw a bad picture of her. Have you seen any other pictures of her?
I saw her interviewed on the Today Show.
Really?
Yeah, really? I'm going to be 100% serious. She looks to me like she could be someone who they just airlifted out of Lebanon.
Wow.
Well, yeah. Some hotties in Lebanon.
That's right.
Don't sell Beirut short, right. You know, unless you've been to all the singles bars.
Beirut.
Oh, and listen.
Right now, okay, maybe it's a little stressful, you know, to have some cocktails
and
now.
And not that there's anything funny about it, but if you get a chance to watch the news every once in a while, it's really good when you have a reporter that's over there, and they're all wearing their flak jackets because none of them want to get blown up like Bob, what's his name, from ABC.
Right.
And they're talking to people, and these poor people, the Israel people, the Israelites, the Lebanese people, the people are shooting at each other.
I love it when you use the biblical term.
Israelites. Well, I'm also quoting Desmond Dekker, who had a hit record. Israelites. Anyway, I think it was on CNN today that I saw, at one point the guy says, "It's just tragic over here. These people don't know what to do." I spent time this morning talking to Mike O'Mara of Beirut. Let's roll that tape. And it's a guy who's walking down the street, and he's got all of his belongings. I feel awful for the guy. He's got all of his belongings, like, in a wagon. And he's and all he's doing is saying over and over again, he's screaming, going, "Why are they doing this? Why are they doing this? What have we done to you? What have we done to everybody? Why are they firing missiles? Why are they doing this?" And this type of screaming and yelling is cut into the coverage of just about every story.
Wow.
Because, and I finally figured out about the fifth time I saw it, if I was in the middle of a war and some ass country was shooting rockets at me, and some dick like from the BBC who was here on his, on my dime or you know, on a visitor's pass, who's got a flak jacket on and who's got a helmet on, if he's asking me like my man on the street, "How do you feel about your house being destroyed?"
Yeah, just walk up and hit him.
I think I would do the same thing. I think that I would lose it and flip out and start screaming.
Yeah, how do you feel?
So what you've got now is a collection of people who are being interviewed who are just screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And that is now passing as an interview in the crisis in the Mideast.
Is this in Israel or in Beirut or in southern Lebanon? Both sides, it's kind of interchangeable.
Yeah, I mean, who knows? Right. I mean, who really knows? All I know is that
could
today I saw no less than four or five screaming people. I mean, a lot of things that we taped off TV today. We had.
Well, I watched Syriana last night, and I think that all this might have something to do with oil.
I got that impression.
That's all I got from Syriana.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, was that the most it's the most confusing movie
very,
I've ever seen.
Very confusing.
Man, I know he won an Academy Award, Best Supporting Actor and all, but I wish you. And I don't know how many times I'd have to go back and see it to try to figure it out. Did you see it when it was? Didn't you just go to see it when it was in the theater?
Yeah. Clooney. Yeah.
I saw Syriana.
Yeah. What'd you say?
Totally.
You got it?
What is it? What's the deal?
Well, the plot
I fell asleep.
Yeah. The plot is very simple.
No, it's not.
No, it's very simple.
He's going to make it up.
No, I'm not. Mike,
yes,
please.
You are.
He's a little baby, but it's the big human face on the little baby body.
No, that's Little Man.
Another movie.
That's the Wayans brothers again.
No, that's the Clooney movie, Syriana.
Syriana. It was just very, very confusing.
No, here's the problem.
Very sad.
Whenever I
it was sad. I was certainly depressed after I watched.
I get a BF whenever I go to a Clooney movie.
Mm-hmm.
Boner factor.
Right.
So
even when he's fat in Syriana?
So the problem,
he is fat. He got himself good and big and fat.
Pleasantly plump.
He only gained 30 pounds, Mike.
Well, he looked really big and fat.
But on him, that's a lot.
Because he's so waif-like.
He is.
Mm-hmm. More to love.
I don't know what it is about Clooney. I saw Syriana and really, it's one of those, I saw it in the theater. And I don't think I understood it either.
Yeah.
But
a lot of subtitles.
But, you know.
A lot of subtitles.
There's a lot of,
Did you stay with it up until they pull his fingernails out?
I watch in the theater.
Yeah.
So.
That was the one part where, you know, it's like all of a sudden, you know, a little, Wes Craven.
You understood?
Yeah, it did. I understood that. They did it because they didn't like it.
Do you think he won the Academy Award because no one in the Academy wanted to admit they didn't get it?
Bingo!
So they just voted.
I couldn't agree more.
Yeah, the problem is that we need more movies like that one with the It's a Baby. Mm-hmm. I've only seen the ads, but It's a Baby.
Right.
And it's a black guy. I think it's a Wayans brother.
Right.
It's some black guy.
As a baby.
And it reminds me very much of the old Jim Varney skit.
They
would open up the bassinet and it would be big grown up Jim Varney's face.
Right. Bonnet on
it. With a bonnet on it.
Yeah. Syriana, just a stupid movie. But Little Man, that makes you think. Yeah.
Do you know that
a Thinking Man's movie.
Do you know over the weekend? Little Man, next to Pirates of the Johnny Depp,
right.
made the most money. Beat everything
sure.
else.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I think, seriously, we're going to be invaded within the year. Seriously, because they're looking at us and we're all like going, yeah, what do you mean? What do you mean World War III?
Little
Man, it's funny. He's a little baby. Looks like a grown man. And he sleeps with a girl.
Yeah.
G-G-A. And again, Bush... The more I see the tape of Bush dropping the S-bomb,
yes.
the more I keep focusing not on him saying the S-word,
uh-huh.
but him eating
that roll. Buttering his roll.
I think we mentioned this last week. Really the thing to watch when you see the clip is not him leaning back and talking off the cuff to Tony Blair.
Right.
It's how he eats. And he's in front of a room of dignitaries, uh-huh. and he's eating like he's at the old country buffet. Right? Am I right about that? That he's just slopping on that butter, and he's shoving it down his throat. Right.
Hey, Blair!
Have you seen the video clip of him trying to give the German chancellor a shoulder rub?
No.
Oh, yeah, I saw it this morning, and there's no audio to it, so there was no need for us to pull it.
He really is oblivious to like, he's not affected by it.
It's a lady, and he goes up behind her and puts his hands on her shoulder, and she flinches up so tight, and he has to back off right away.
Sorry about that, Fraulein.
I touched your space, Fraulein.
Sorry about that, Ava Braun. No problem. We give you another roll. I had a dinner at the G8. No bread.
We got a break. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Oh, right, mystery guest coming up.
Yeah.
Right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Let's go.
Hey, I was just wanting to comment about the Syriana movie. I was wondering what the hell was going on myself. Mm-hmm. I thought I was just the stupid person.
I thought it was... And I thought Syriana was about that that beautiful singer that was played by Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Selena.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
My mistake.
Didn't see that one.
Yeah. My mistake.
Nothing blowed up real good in that one.
I like when they pulled her fingernails out.
Well, she blowed up real good in that one. I mean, sadly, she blowed up real good.
Well, that's what happens to her.
Right. Right.
Talk about her. Please, some decorum.
How long has it been since Serena was blown up real good?
Selena.
Like 6 years.
6 years?
Long enough to forget her name.
Yes.
Oh, that's sad. Yeah. So very sad.
Yeah.
Long enough for George Clooney to lose the weight again. Thank God.
Boner factor.
Thank you, George.
Yeah. Welcome to the Boner Factory.
All right.
All right. Well, we come back. Mike, that'll be the only clue that I give you about the mystery guest.
Is it tied into that? I thought it was a George Clooney statement. So Boner Factor applies to our mystery guest, too?
Simply the word, yes, I'll take both. Boner and factory.
Hmm.
Boner Factory.
Factory.
Hmm.
Celebrity?
Again.
Established. Can I ask at least, before we go to break, can I at least ask one question?
Yes, sir.
Is this a well-known person? Will people know who the... See, you know what?
What?
It's not a celebrity. Well, I know that already.
It
I just
is.
Have B to look
plus.
At you and this is not a celebrity.
Well, I heard B+.
I promise you a B+.
Let me just say his grading scale is not the same scale as mine.
Well, I don't know.
More
liberal. You look over the resume.
Yeah, his grading scale is from Oompa Loompa Land.
Give me the resume.
You have it.
Okay, where is it?
It was in your pile of papers.
All right, hold on, Mike. Let me just give you a little bio. Hold on a second.
I'm going to know who this person is?
Absolutely.
This person has appeared on Gunsmoke, Bonanza.
Okay. Well, we established the fact that it's a teen idol.
77 Sunset Strip.
Uh-huh. I think I know who it is.
Do you?
Yeah.
Write it down.
Lock in your answer.
Write it down so as not to ruin it for our listening audience.
Okay. And I ruin it if I know it, though.
Yes, you do.
It's no fun. But I'm going to keep it to myself.
It's not Tab Hunter, Mike.
Okay.
Not Tab Hunter.
Well, then I'm out.
Let me see. Was on Gunsmoke once, twice, three times.
Oh.
I don't think we've ever even asked this person about this the many times This person has been on the show. Also divorced. Let me see.
Is it this person?
Harry Reams.
No. Oh.
That's right. No, Mike's got it right. It's Harry Reams.
Wow.
Harry Reams.
Listen, anyway, when we come back, we'll put a couple of minutes on the clock.
Okay.
And see how long it takes Mike to figure out. Sega. God. But Sega was the first porn star of any notoriety, at least in my world. I mean, beyond Linda Lovelace and Jenna Jameson,
beyond
who
them.
Almost everybody's Vanessa Del Rio. No. Not.
Don't get me started.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
All right. Now, you said a guy, right? Or did you not?
No, I didn't. No,
it hasn't been special.
Here we go. He's on everybody.
Who's that? Ron Jeremy?
No.
How about that?
Hey, it's B.A. McBride.
B.A. McBride.
Famous producer and porn star.
All right, when we come back.
Lick it.
Real fast. Mystery guest. I'm going to guess. Now, with all the new stuff we have in the studio, this is a bitch. Yeah. That we do have.
Okay, it's a bitch. Is that a hint?
We have fantastic equipment.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a harmonizer here, unlike the one we had at the old station, which is the same that makes my voice sound like Satan, allows us to do Tobacco Road.
Are we going
to
run the celebrity through the harmonizer?
Guess the one thing they forgot to hook up was the phone through the harmonizer.
Just in time.
So during the break, why don't you go back, Kwong, and talk with the other monkeys and figure out a way to filter this person's voice. Can't we even just...
That should be easy.
The celebrity has agreed to disguise the voice.
Ah, good. So the celebrity's going to use a funny voice?
Yes. Yourself.
I bet it'll be like they always do.
I'm gonna bet that Mike gets the celebrity within 120 seconds.
Ooh, good. That's pressure. I like that.
What do you think?
I think maybe even less. I'll take the...
All right, you know what? I'm not going to think about it anymore, then.
Good for you,
I'm
Mike.
Going to challenge myself.
Okay. We'll be back. All I want to say to everybody listening who thinks that this may be a guest of some note...
Be prepared for disappointment.
Yeah. You know, remember my motto. Lower your expectations.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you always go through life with lower expectations, very rarely, I mean, you really got to be an F-up to disappoint people
You'll
and disappoint yourself.
Surprised.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. If you always think that the next segment that you hear on this show is going to be crap, eventually we're going to do a segment that's good, and you're going to think, hey, you know what? That's not crap.
Yeah. Okay, good. So what you're telling us is get ready, folks, for a dashboard hitter. All right?
Yeah.
No!
Yes,
damn them.
That's them.
That's right.
F them again. Oh, hit dashboard.
We'll be back with the mystery guest going up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
Brian Gumbel's going to ask me a question.
You strike me as a guy who is sensitive.
I am.
To what other people say, think about you.
You bet, yes.
I'm wondering why, then, you are not more sensitive to the feelings of others when you say things about them.
F you.
Show.
Oh, Brian, you're such a kidder. You're such a troublemaker, Brian Gumbel.
Hello, music.
Much more music.
There's music.
News, and she's embarrassed.
Wow.
Satan for this?
Shut up!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. I do care. At some point, it does get to me. And I can't say it enough, dude. I'm human. And that's what I'm trying to get people to understand.
Yeah. My man, T.
Feel sorry for the vodka. They will cost him a fortune in fudge. The Don and Mike Show.
My man,
T.O. So pretty, so put upon.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy.
He's misunderstood. I think really he's a good guy.
That question could be absolutely directed at me.
Strike me as a guy who is sensitive.
Yes, I am.
Other people say, think about it.
I try.
I'm wondering why, then, you are not more sensitive to the feelings of others when you say things about them.
Shut up, Cracker. Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Let's see. Tomorrow, don't forget, Robert the Mailman.
Yeah.
He's paying off his Miami Heat NBA bet.
Good.
Tomorrow, Bobby Mailman will be outside in a dunk tank full of grape Kool-Aid.
And I believe Tom Gavin's going to be coming down.
Yep.
For this
Come on by. Our new studios are right here at the corner of Rockville Pike and Montrose Road in classic Rockville, Maryland.
Look forward to seeing you.
That's on tomorrow's show.
Right. It's going to be a lot of fun. I want to throw a nice big softball right at the target.
And also, in just a moment, we'll give you a chance to win some hot cash.
Okay.
For the hot summer, with the heat wave, with the hot cash. Don't say these hot cash. Is that what you're going to write down?
No, no.
Don't write down these hot cash.
Don't write
please.
Them down, Rob.
What are you writing down? Gas cash.
That's right.
Okay.
Win some gas.
Yeah, gas prices will soon be $4.
Gas cash. I'll tell you right now that we're going to be looking for people who are going to drive their cars through car washes that are attached to the gas stations with the windows open.
Fantastic.
And the radio on.
That's it.
So if you're... See, you did it now.
I know.
D's hot cash.
He told you.
Jackie Joke Man likes writing. Bad monkey, Rob.
You called for it.
Bad monkey.
Incidentally, when we take calls for that, every single phone line will be the hotline.
Uh-huh. Hot cash.
Thank you.
It's been 3 or 4 years since we've had people drive through car washes. Mm-hmm. And really what you got to do is go to the kind, like not a Mr. Wash or a Champion car wash where you get out and they don't let you do anything. It's got to be one of those jobbers that's like hooked up to an Exxon or an Amoco.
The best kind would be the kind where you bring your car and you keep it stationary and it doesn't use any brushes at all. It cleans your car on water pressure alone.
Yes. Right.
That's perfect.
Old that's spray. What we're looking for.
And ask for the undercoating.
So if you're by one of those jobbers,
Your hair will be purple.
Stand by, and if you actually drive your car through the car wash and roll your windows down and have your sunroof open.
What do they win, Bob?
Well, $100, Mike.
That's very good.
$100 in cash.
Yeah.
We'll do that in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But first, it's time for... The mystery guest.
Yes, mystery guest.
We're now going to welcome to the show the mystery guest.
Now, do you know who the mystery guest is?
Yeah, you do. Bet your ass I do.
Okay, you do. All right.
Mike does not. I predict Mike will get it within 2 minutes.
Right.
Wow. Okay.
And Mike, this will be a game. Buzz, you're invited to play.
All right.
Well, both of you guys, please write down your answers as soon as you think you know who it is.
Okay.
Quietly.
And let's see how
I can't
this,
just bark it out.
How this girl is.
I can't just scream it.
This guy is going to do it disguising.
Did you
his.
Say girl guy? Did you
yes.
try to fool me again?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Hi.
All right, mystery guest, are you a woman?
Do I have to answer that?
Yes.
Yes, I am.
All right, a woman.
Ooh. Here's a woman. Mike, go ahead. Let's start the clock and 2 minutes. Go, Mike.
Mystery guest, have you been featured in a television series of your own?
No, but I've been in a television series.
Just answer yes or no, please, mystery.
Have I been featured in it? I don't know how to answer that. I've been in television series, but not as a star.
Hmm. Buzz, your turn.
Was it a comedy or a drama?
Excellent disguising.
Both. I've done both.
All right, comedy and drama.
this might be Kathleen Turner on the phone. But do you have a guess yet, either of you?
Not yet, no.
I do, I think, Mike. But I want to ask one more question.
All right. Go ahead, Mike.
Mystery guest, were you on the Dick Van Dyke Show?
Yes, as a matter of fact.
It's Rosemarie.
No.
Mike, it is not Rosemarie.
Damn.
You are out of the competition, Mike.
Is she still with us?
Wow. Yes, you are out.
What do you mean I can't even ask any more questions?
You're out. Buzz.
These shows you were on at the time, were they in black and white or color?
In color.
Uh-huh.
Continue, Buzz.
All right.
I starred in a movie. I starred in several movies.
Now, hold on. You're giving away too much.
Oh,
that's
sorry.
All right, though. Can't I get back in on this?
Mike, you already have guessed.
Oh, let him back in. He's such a nice guy.
Thank you, Mystery Guest.
One
I'll take
minute.
That. Mystery Guest.
1 minute left, Mike.
All right. Were you a blonde? I mean, are you a blonde?
Yes.
I mean, could you be a blonde? Yes.
Yes.
You were blonde.
Blonde. Uh-huh. Buzz.
Let's see. Let's see the roles that you've played. I don't have a question or a guess here.
I haven't seen you in a few years.
Yeah, that's true.
But I saw you a lot when I did see you.
Mystery guest, are you a comedian?
Well, I like to think I am.
30 seconds.
I had the same birthday as a girlfriend of Mike's before he met and married his beautiful wife. I had the same birthday.
Which one?
Mike is divorced now.
Wow. I'm totally... That has just floored me now.
And you're a Cancer, and Don is a Virgo.
Mystery guest, are you involved or have you been involved in a Hollywood marriage, married to another actor?
No, I never have.
How much time, Rob?
Oh, two, that's... one.
Oh, no.
We didn't do it.
Mike, last chance for a guess.
Is it Eve? Well, no, it's not. No, darn it. Wait a minute.
Buzz.
Is it Pat Carroll?
Pat Carroll died a long time ago.
Oh, I did
a show with her.
Buzz.
I can't think of the last name, but Amanda, the woman who ran the bar on Gunsmoke.
Yes.
Amanda Pete?
No, but I was in Gunsmoke.
Okay, right. Now,
I'm getting a sore throat from this
voice. Okay, now without saying who you are, drop the voice And say hello to Mike and hello to Buzz.
Hello, Mike. Hello, Don. Hello, Buzz. Hello, Rob.
Mike, do you have any guess?
Oh, Tina Mike,
Louise.
May I
tell you something?
You know me so well.
I know you well?
Yes, you do. You know me very well.
Wait a minute. I know her very well.
It is the
but
20th...
I haven't seen you in a long time. It is the... Probably maybe 8 years.
This is killing me.
It is the 25th.
But before then,
hold on.
Hold on there,
Rosemary. Okay. It is the 25th. Here's your last hit, Mike.
Jeez, this is driving, especially since you know
her. It is the 25th anniversary of this person's number one New York Times best-selling book.
That should tell you something, Mike.
God, the pressure is killing me right now. I'm trying. Number one best-selling book.
It's a little red book.
Oh, now, you know what? Now, there you go.
Well, no, that...
Now, shut up now, mystery guest. Shut up now.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now I know this is Nora Hayden. Good to hear that laugh again.
Mike, you don't have to be funny about it.
I love Mike and I love Don and I didn't want
him
to suffer anymore.
Good is here.
Nora Hayden, author of the book
Too Muck and Fudge.
How to satisfy your man in bed or
satisfy a woman in bed. Every time.
We used to have Nora on the show all the time
and have her beg for more.
She would be one of the original sexperts.
Yes.
That's right.
Wow.
25 years ago.
And 25 years ago, her book went to number one.
Do you know that I'm the only book in the history of the New York Times that has been on the New York Times bestseller list twice in a row? Yeah.
Incredible. And you're still helping people to have fabulous sex lives.
And have happier marriages. Because it is a marriage manual.
Never worked for me, Nora. Unfortunately, it was a failure.
He can't believe it.
And I mean, in my second marriage, I might have used some of your techniques.
I think you did.
Yeah.
Well, I must tell you that the new and updated version, I don't know whether you've seen that.
Oh, there you go.
I put a lot more in it that makes it more exciting.
Are you still happily married, Nora?
Well, yes.
Well, yes.
Well, yes, because my husband died.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay.
That's all right.
Did he pass while you were doing our shows? Has he been away for a long time?
Has he been away?
Has your husband, when did he pass away?
He died in 99.
99. Okay, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Terribly sorry. Is there another man in your life? Because you're a very vivacious woman.
Yes, there's always another man in my life. I don't like living alone. Living with anybody, but there are other men in
life. They're gentlemen callers.
Let's play a fun game.
Yes, very good.
Let's play the game, guess Nora's age.
Oh, let's do that.
And you only get one.
You're not getting the answer, so you can guess all you want.
Honey, I already got the answer.
You only get one guess.
Mike, what's your guess?
29.
Oh,
Buzz, what's your guess?
Mike, I love you.
Thank you, baby.
I'll say fabulous at 50.
I love you too.
That's a giveaway, right?
Fellas, you're winning.
Well, I love both of you, no matter what you say.
You know, now this is the truth. Hold on.
Yeah,
you were born on 29 September, correct?
Yes.
1932.
Wrong. That's on the internet. Do you know what else they put on there?
Right.
They put on that I was the author of what is that book that it was written in like
1939?
What is it? The Animal Farm by what's that guy's name?
George Orwell.
Orwell. George Orwell. I wrote that book. They have so many mistakes. I was not born in 1932.
God, you're on the phone.
You're 73 right now. You'll be 74 in September.
What is the Broadway play or the movie that you were making that you starred in? What was that with the good and Too Muck and Fudge and all that? What was that about?
Oh, well, that's PK and
PK.
Yes,
that's right. PK. That's right.
Yes. Well, as you know,
I also have an off-Broadway musical that. I think I'll send you guys some of the CDs.
Send us a T-shirt.
I think you'd really like it.
Please do.
Maybe the fondest moment. This is Don speaking now. That I have of you on the show is one day you were giving a very explicit sex advice, and you had a runny nose, and you kind of blew some of the little snot out of your nose, and you took the Kleenex and you put it right in your brassiere.
Wow,
that's why I keep it. Where else?
That was a special moment for all.
Your ample bosom.
Are you still hawking vitamins, Nora?
Yes, of course. I take them, and I'm very, very healthy, and I have enormous energy. Can't you tell?
Yes, yes.
And I look. I think you like the way I look.
Do you still have enormous cans?
Enormous what?
Breasts.
Cans.
Oh yeah, is that what you call them? Cans.
Cans.
Okay, I never heard cans.
Huggins, jugs.
Well, they're bigger than they were.
Titanic orbs with fun flesh.
They're bigger than they were the last time I saw them.
How could that be?
Well, because I gained a little weight because I wanted to.
Oh.
I wanted to.
You're a big bone woman.
How much you gain?
A few pounds, but I've been going to the gym 3 times a week,
Nora,
and I'm in really good shape.
Nora, please to give us an average age of the men that you date. Is there an average?
Yeah, please.
I mean,
no. I date guys from 40 to maybe 70.
Oh, but not below 40, huh?
Yeah, if a guy is interesting, sure.
Okay.
All right. Yes. Because
she's constantly hot to trot.
Did you sleep with anyone when you were on Bonanza?
Did I sleep with anyone on the show?
When you were featured on the show Bonanza.
I play Big Red.
You never had a torrid affair with Festus?
With who?
Festus.
Festus.
What about Adam?
No. I did the show with...
Doc and... Gideon.
What's his name?
Lauren?
Hoss.
Oh, that's Bonanza.
Bonanza, yeah.
Is it true what
Isn't that what you said, Bonanza?
Yes, Festus was on the
Gunsmoke. Oh, I don't know the other one.
Is it true what they said about Lauren Green?
I don't know. What did they say about him?
He was huge.
He was enormous.
Huge, like an anaconda.
You know,
like bigger than Milton Berle.
Down there.
His penis.
I don't know.
Canadian bacon.
I don't know.
Nora, we do have to break. We did want to say a happy 25th anniversary.
Thank you, darling.
On the publication of, how to satisfy a woman in bed every time.
How to satisfy a woman every
and
time.
And have her beg for more.
That's important.
And Nora, I bet you don't know this, but I just want to tell you something. You might want to cross your legs right now.
Yes.
Because I also have had a tragedy in my life, really. A year ago, Frida, you remember my wife Frida, right?
Yes.
Right, yeah. Well, she passed away a year ago as well.
Oh, no.
I appreciate that. I don't say that for shock value. I just want to let you know I always felt that there was that certain something. I always felt that you really wanted me, and I just want to let you know that...
I find you so attractive.
Technically,
absolutely.
And Nora, I've never made it with a 73-year-old.
Expert.
I'm not 73 years old.
Oh, she's not...
told you that. I told you they make these things up.
A lady never reveals her age.
I'm out there.
I'm
out there.
My hand on a Bible, I am not 73 years old.
All right, we will take that to the bank.
When am I going to see you in person?
I miss your rose-scented beauty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. When am I going to see you in person?
When would you like to?
I don't know. You tell me. I really love you guys. Yeah, you're my favorite.
We've got our own place. Yeah, we've got our own place now.
I know. I heard. Yeah, Rob is telling me you've got a
brand new studio with a new upstairs that's all our own.
I love the old place with the windows where you can watch the cars go by.
We have windows here, darling.
We have windows.
Oh, do you?
And now, finally, imagine, Nora, you could come on the show and you and I could go upstairs and lock the door.
On the show before the show?
Well, before the show, darling. None of those silly taboos when both you and I were tied down by those gold bands that we had on our hands. I don't know about you, but my finger is naked now.
Oh, and how about you?
Yeah.
And you are some of the time, too, right?
Yeah.
Let me see, when I really have sex with you.
And we're right across from it.
I would probably do it to talk about it on the air.
Oh, you're terrible.
I would.
Don't you know that love is precious and you shouldn't say things?
See,
like that.
That's the thing. Remember, she's not a sexpert that advocates that.
She's not like
some of the other ones that are, the immoral sexpert. She's a morality sexpert.
You better be careful because I believe in sex with marriage.
Okay.
So you better be careful, Don.
Buzz, go to Nora.com. NaURA.com.
And we ought to put Nora's picture up on the web right next to the picture of Kathleen Turner, I think.
Let's get a picture of this hot chippy up right now.
Like a theme show.
I think that'd be fantastic. Nora, you should know that our new studios are located right across the street from a bookstore, so you'll be happy.
Oh, is that right? Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great.
Right, you know, across from Barnes and Noble.
I just sent you today 3 copies of the book.
Oh, that's fantastic.
For Rob, Don, and Mike.
Here she is.
Yes.
Look at you.
I want you to see the new edition.
Strawberry Blonde and Never Looking Better.
Nora.com. Yeah. Look at that. Absolutely available now from me. No strings attached. Imagine that. All those years you came on the show, you talked sex, you would argue with me and my wife about sex.
Right.
The whole time I knew, you knew that I knew.
Sure.
You know, you knew that I wanted to. Right. You and you wanted it too,
I suspected it, but I did not know it.
Oh, of course. Are you kidding? These guys will tell you.
Everybody knew it.
Great talking to you, Nora.
Oh, you devil.
Oh, me so horny for you, Nora.
You take care of yourself, okay?
Yes, darling.
All right. Have a great time.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon. Nora,
I hope so.
Nora Hayden, everybody. Her book is still available on Amazon.com.
Uh-huh.
Hold on, please, darling.
Yes.
Hold a moment, please, darling.
Okay, sweetheart.
All right, my sweet.
Where's the barf bag?
How's that for mystery guest, Mike?
I had to say goodbye to her. You were grossing me out too bad there. Because when Buzz brought up the picture there, I just, oh my.
Oh, that didn't do it.
Remember, she's not 73. Rob holds up 4 fingers. She's 74.
74. Well, she will be on September 29th.
Right.
Technically, she's 73 now.
I think that age stands. I mean, she was making movies in the
50s. You know, I bet if you did have a relationship with her, you might be able to break a few taboos.
Oh.
You know.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
She could help you through something.
She knows every inch of the human body.
No, thank you. Listen,
not even there?
I want to tell you something. I'm never going to go to the butt.
I know.
All right. And if I ever do, it's not going to be with a 73-year-old, for God's sake. It's going to be like Jennifer Aniston's butt.
Sexpert.
Okay, but even that, I'm not going to go near.
Yeah, right. What a thrill. You know, hats off to Rob Spiewak for another incredible booking.
B+.
Thank you very much. That is Nora Hayden.
You're a 73-year-old. Old Big Valley.
They're bigger now because she's let herself gain weight.
She wanted to. She wanted to gain weight, and yet she's going to the gym to lose weight.
I'm excited about it. I really am.
Well, it's a blast for the past for regular listeners.
When can we see each other?
Yeah, when?
Yeah, you never answered that.
I did.
That's right. We sure didn't.
Kept that open.
You know what they call that? Skill.
I tell you what. Goddamn hot outside.
It's too darn hot.
Yes, it is.
Really
it
hot.
Is too darn hot. So goddamn hot.
It's too.
And I'm so goddamn hot now. I'm talking to Nora. Man, I know I was talking about boners before, but wow.
I can't imagine that I wasn't able to figure that out sooner. I must have blocked something.
I feel like I'm the mayor of Boner City right now.
Congratulations.
Okay, little brains, here we go. Let's give away some cash.
Yeah.
Beat the heat.
Because it's too darn hot. Uh-huh. Really a simple, simple, stupid, stupid game that we love playing.
Yeah, but the simple, stupid ones are the ones I like.
Mm-hmm. What you do is get in your automobile, as we mentioned, go to an Exxon, go to a Mobil, Shell, whatever, a gas station that has an attached car wash. One of those you pay like 5 extra bucks and what you drive through.
Right.
Okay. Well, pay your money and drive through the car wash with your windows open and your sunroof open so that we can actually hear the water coming in your car. And if you do that and you go through the entire cycle, you win a $100 bill.
Absolutely.
Which should be enough to fix whatever's wrong with your car on the inside.
Because it's hotter than the inside of Nora Hayden's thighs. Yeah.
Yeah.
And after you get through that car wash, you're going to be wetter than... No, I'm not even going there.
It's a good thing on 9/11 I bought a gas mask.
Fantastic. Oh, man, she looks good with that strawberry hair.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if
makes her look young.
Your old bell boots on the kids. Okay, 877-365-3636, our phone number. Do you remember how she used to really drive us nuts?
I remember her technique, too. She had one simple technique,
yes.
Which was withhold the goods.
Yeah,
that was it.
Here's her whole thing as a sexpert. If you're a guy,
mm-hmm.
How do you say this in the new climate? Okay, don't really give it to her.
You use your thing to, like, do everything but the act, and by the time... It's time to do that. The woman will be going nuts, and as soon as you do that...
As a matter of fact, I think one of Frida's best appearances on the show was when Frida told her that we tried it, and Frida didn't like it like that.
Right.
And then Nora said, you must be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And Frida said he did it like that, and she didn't like it. She just wanted to get it over with.
She was a tall...
Frida wanted to get it over
she
with.
She is a tall drink of water, too. Mm-hmm. Large woman.
I wonder if she colors her hair.
Oh, not a chance.
One way to find out.
That's an
it's too darn hot.
Yeah.
Oh. It is too darn hot.
Uh-huh.
73 years old. Darn hot. I'd be like making love to Jack Kidd. I'd be like
too darn hot. Oh, man. Anybody have, I think we all need mouthwash.
Ooh, baby. 877-365-3636. That's the number now. Go to the car wash. Beat the heat. Drive through the car wash with the windows open. We'll give you $100 in cash. Dial recklessly, you animals. We'll be right back.
Love you, Nora.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
That one.
Stay tuned now, folks, for the Edward E. Edwards Show, coming to you over WOFF, the station with... Drive.
Funny.
The Don and Mike Show.
Very funny. Face down, ass up.
Uh-huh.
That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Right. Hey, this portion of our show on West Route 1 brought to you by Ford. Uh-huh. Every day, someone somewhere makes a bold move that there is a car company for people like that. It's Ford. Uh-huh. And now we have people standing by, playing car wash in the background, ready to drive their cars with the windows open, I hope.
Convertibles welcome.
Through actual car washes. Hello,
hello.
Don and Mike Show. What's your name? Any idea?
My name's Bill.
Hey, hi there. Where are you from, Bill?
Bill, I'm calling from Rancho Cordova.
Okay. Northern California?
Yeah, near Sacramento.
Okay.
This ought to be great.
And are you at a, it's almost like a drive-thru game.
Yes.
Are you at a car wash right now that's attached to a gas station?
Yes, I'm at Zinfandel and Sunrise.
Are you all right? Are you okay, sir?
Yes, I'm starting to go through right now.
He sounds fine to me, Mike.
Kind of odd.
I saw you last night on last Thomas Stanley.
Right he now. Said he's going through right now. Right now. I don't believe him. I don't believe him at all. Either. Let's hear it.
Can you hear it? Oh.
Hello? Well, see, now we didn't even get a chance to ask him allegedly what kind of car he had.
You can't possibly let him have the money.
No.
That would be a total injustice.
He's gone anyway. All right, let's see who's on this line. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. It's too darn hot.
It's too darn hot.
Hey, hi. What's your name? Hello.
What it do there? Hi, Don and Mike.
Are you at a car wash? Are you at a car wash?
Of course. That's where I work.
Oh, dear.
Jesus Christ.
It's another pretender to the throne. It's too darn hot.
Okay, well, now I'm seeing on the screen that I guess a lot of people are scamming us.
Now, come on. Now, it's a hot day. It's a perfectly good idea.
As I recall...
It's too dark. Do I have to get in my car and drive out to one myself?
Yes. I think, as I recall, would you do that in your new car?
No, I wouldn't. No.
You would be my hero if you did that.
Sorry.
I think when we did do this 3 or 4 years ago, and people actually did do it, we had to have other people as spotters.
Right.
And remember, spotting is a problem, girls, if you're just to that point listening to our show.
See your doctor.
Tell mom about it.
Talk to her.
Not daddy, because daddy wasn't.
Talk to someone you trust.
We had people saying that they were driving through car washes,
right.
And then people saying, I'm at the car wash that these people say that they're at, and they're not really here. Mm-hmm. So we had to have people watching and spotting.
Right. We're picturing the same kind of car wash that is perfect. It's the kind where it is next to the gas station, and it has that little wand that goes up and down, and it just has the super high-powered water.
Like a power washer, almost.
Right, right.
This should be easy, because now certain cars come with drainage holes, like the Scion.
Oh, yeah, like those boxy cars?
Yeah.
Does the Honda Element come with those, too?
Didn't we have a discussion about this when those cars came out? I hated them so much, and people called in and said...
Like you can wash them. You can puke in it and wash it out. I almost bought one.
They said that the insides are plastic.
Is it the Scion?
I recall it being the Scion.
I thought it was the Honda Element, where you can actually hose it down on the inside.
Make sure you have the drainage hole before you hose.
I could have used that. In college.
Yes.
It is too darn hot. Especially when my fraternity brother, Yoo-Hoo, ate 15 Jack Tacos in Poughkeepsie, New York. And then I had to ride home with him.
Never ride with anyone named Yoo-Hoo.
No. You know how long Jack Tacos from Jack in the Box take to, like, get through the system?
How long?
It's nanoseconds.
8 minutes?
Mm-hmm. It was amazing. I had to ride back with him all the way up Route 9.
I was giving you a serious answer.
Yeah. 8 seconds?
I said 8 minutes.
8 minutes,
I think, really, if you have...
He was halfway through. He ate them all at the Jack in the Box. We pulled over. He went through, talked to the clown,
got his Jack tacos, then he pulled over. We pulled over in the parking lot. He ate 15. It was a challenge that we gave. And then I rode back with like three other guys in the car, and it hit him like before we pulled out of the parking lot.
I know the eggs at our dining hall in college took 75 minutes.
It's too darn hot.
You're not like you had a long class.
Is it everybody calling now is scamming us?
Oh, that's not right.
Just as everybody that's calling us now is scamming us on this.
That is wrong. Right. You know what? Here's the deal. As soon as we start any contest like this with a call from Sacramento, we have trouble. Where are the honorable people from Wichita that play the contest the way they're supposed to be played?
The Iowans.
All we require is one person to not scam us and drive through a car wash with the water jets. Roll down your windows, because the whole country's having a heat wave.
Like 100 in Wichita.
Anybody honest on the phone?
Not as we can tell right now.
No, come on! What's wrong with people?
Well, that's obvious, Mike.
Now I try to have faith in my fellow man.
Hey, fat ass.
God damn it. All right, come on, keep calling, fat asses. We need a call from the nation's breadbasket. Where people play contests right.
That's right.
It's too darn hot.
That first guy, that's the guy who set the tone for the whole thing.
I'm doing the contest.
I'm the grease man.
I'm at the thing right now, Johnny Mike. You
fat ass. That must sound like Rodney there.
Hey, fat ass. Hey, yo, fat ass.
Pisses me off.
All right, well, hold on. Hold on. As always, I got a backup plan. There's no need to flip out here. Get out the music for the other thing.
Got it.
Okay, Slim? Get the music. Get the music there, Slim.
Slim.
Mike, I got the...
You're speaking ironically because I'm fat.
Yeah.
Come on, Tiny.
However, we'll leave this open.
It's too darn hot.
For anybody of honesty
today.
It's
too darn hot.
Anybody, a God-fearing listener who wants to play the game the right way.
You know what it is.
Call.
Society is becoming too wealthy. Society is becoming too wealthy. That's what it is. You know what? People don't want to mess up their nice little cars. That's what it is.
Bucks.
You got to do it. You know, if you have a beater, this is a perfect thing to do.
Yeah.
You got that vinyl upholstery that you really don't care about. That's what you do. You want to do it then.
I need washing in
it. No way. The lines are ringing. We'll see if Joe and John get anybody. You know, the whole thing back there is that at least we're aware of the fact that we're being scammed.
Yes, we know.
Like we'll try. Oh, hold on a second. Well, they just picked it up. I see there's a bunch of them that were ringing. Never mind. You know what? We'll come back to it. You guys answer. Mike, I got something for you right here.
Very good.
From today's USA Today. You almost forgot it was Wednesday, didn't you?
I did. I actually did.
Here you go.
Thank you.
All I can tell you is today's topic is shoes.
Say no more.
Now, hold on a second. Isn't it always like this?
Always.
Hey, Yanni.
Yes?
What do we think about this guy on hold? Literally on the level or not?
Joe is confused. He has no opinion one way or the other on him.
Hey, that's good. That means it's you and me, brother. It means it's you and I on live radio right now.
John, how's your chair?
It's great.
It's too darn hot.
All right, hold on. We'll
do you want some 3-in-1 oil on that thing?
Right, Joe says that this guy's fake and he's got his number so we can expose him.
Okay, all right. Hold on a second then. Let me get back to this and... Hello, Don and Mike show. Who the heck is this?
Hey, this is... My name is John.
Hello, John. Are you really at a car wash?
Yeah, I'm at an AMP. I'm gonna go ahead and buy the car wash right here. You can talk to the guy behind the counter.
Ho, slow down, slow down. We gotta ask a few questions. Did you say you're at an AMCO?
AMPM.
AMPM, what is it?
Ambien, Mike.
Ambien is
Ambien.
A sleepy little gas station. Where are you calling from, John?
Davis, California.
It's too darn hot.
Oh, Mike, just because they're calling from California doesn't mean they're all bad.
Yes, it does. All right, well, good luck to you, John. That's the gas station.
Did you say you'd not even purchased it yet?
I'm sorry?
Did you say that you had not even purchased the car wash yet?
No, I'm standing in line to purchase it right now. You can talk to the guy behind the counter.
Describe the car wash to us. What kind is it?
It's a drive-thru. It's behind the car wash, or behind the actual pumps.
Hold on a second. Side. Speaking of humps, hold on a second.
Hump.
Let me say, hey, my humps. Hello, Don and Mike show. Here's another guy. Now, this says on the screen that this guy can do it. Hello, Bob.
That'd be me.
Bob in Iowa?
Yes, I am.
Okay, I'm starting to get some confidence back.
Bob, what type of car wash are you at?
I'm in Amico, and I'm actually going to walk in and buy the car wash and then pull my car around and Yeah, I'm not sure exactly. I imagine you want me to drive through with my windows open.
Yes, that would be with your windows and sunroof open.
Now, I have a sunroof, too.
Bob, is it one of those car washes where you just pull your car into the garage and then the jets work around your car while your car is stationary? Is that the kind it is?
That is exactly what it is.
Well, get to it, man. Buy your car wash.
Well, you know what? What's the price?
Before he buys his ticket, you know.
The prize is a big pile of poop.
No.
Yeah, no, really. No, it's a big pile of poop. It has flies around it. It's got boogers in it.
We're going to send it to you next day air.
I can get that free of Scat Lover.
Oh, God.
You know what?
Damn it.
It's too darn hot.
Maybe it is too darn hot.
Hold on a second.
What happened to John in California? He was putting words in the wrong places.
And John?
I'm back. Yes.
What?
What's wrong with your cell phone?
It's too darn hot.
Hey, John?
God damn it. I'm calling from Avis, California.
Train Wreck Radio. You know what I'd like to do to all your listeners today?
What?
Ape you. I'd like to ape you for ruining this segment.
Now, I think John from Davis, California is legit. He's just got a horrible cell phone connection.
John?
Yes, let me do this.
Okay. John, we're going to take a break.
Okay.
And we're going to leave you on hold. That'll give you time to buy the car wash. When we come back, you should, in fact, have purchased the car wash.
And a new phone.
And we'll be able to drive through and allow us to hear you with your windows open.
John, do they have your phone number?
I don't know if they do or not.
John, it might be a good idea for them to get his phone number. Maybe call him back, see if we can get a better phone.
I've got right. 916-806. Is that your phone number?
That's it.
Okay. Do, all right, hold on. We got his number.
Okay. All right, good.
Hold on a second. I didn't give them all out.
Meanwhile, Iowa Bob. Well, what's the prize?
And here's someone with a crap detector already. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Hi.
Hey, other than Sacramento Davis area, there are no car washes at AM PM stations. It's just a fact. There are car washes at Shell.
And it's guys like you
who
are no help whatsoever. You're not going to play the game, are you?
Hold on. As soon as the guy said that, though, the other guy just hung up.
Don!
Hey, John, did that guy hang up?
Yes, he did.
Ah, that's a yes, Don.
That's a big D. Hey, what's that?
Hey!
Hold on, we got him back. I know we got a break, Rob. I know we got a break. Put him on hold for a second. Put him on hold. Thank you, Joe. John.
Yes.
Okay. John, some guy just called. Where are you at? AM, PM?
I'm at an AM, PM in Davis. There's a car wash. There's a lady walking in right here. She can tell you. I swear to God.
All right. Are you in your car? Get in your car. Have you bought the car wash yet?
No, not yet, because you guys hung up on me.
Buy the car wash.
Hey, put the other guy on hold, Joe. Hold on. Here's one of your compatriots from Northern California, Jerry. Hey, Jerry.
Jerry.
Jerry, fat ass.
Jerry.
Hello, Jerry. Jerry.
Yeah.
There you go. Hi. Jerry, go ahead. You're on the air.
I was just calling that guy from Davis as a liar because I live out here in Sacramento and AM PM doesn't have car washes.
He said he's actually going to let us talk to the guy that's selling him the car wash.
John, what do you say to Jerry?
Arco, it's an Arco AM PM. They don't have car washes. None of them do. Sorry.
I don't even know who's talking to who right now.
Who is that, John or Jerry?
This is John. There's a car wash here at the AM PM in Davis. They don't have a Sacramento because Sacramento is not Davis. Davis is an area that's nicer than Sacramento. Sacramento's
there. So you're standing by, John, you're standing by the fact that at this AM PM, there is an incident. You have to say it that way so people from around the country know what you're talking about.
Right. Look, I bought the car wash. I'm gonna get my car.
There's somebody else from the same area. Hello, Dean.
Hey, how you doing? If he's at the AM PM on May 4th, it is a brand new AM.
What is the deal with the phones out there today?
It is a brand new AM PM and they do have a car wash.
It's too darn.
Well, what's the address of the AM PM you're talking about?
I don't know what the address is, but it's on Mace Boulevard.
Mace AM PM. PM.
Mace Boulevard in Davis.
Okay, thank you. I tell you what, when we come back...
Mace Boulevard. It's where they invented the spray.
Hold off on the Craig thing. Okay. It's good. If we don't get to it today, we'll do it tomorrow. John.
Yes.
Buy the goddamn car wash. We'll come right back.
I'm sitting right here at the car wash right now.
Are you on Mace Boulevard or Mace Boulevard, like the guy said?
What?
It's a brand new AMPM on Mace Boulevard in Davis.
We have to break for commercials right now.
Here's a piece of advice for all people from Sacramento.
We have to break, Mike.
Answer the questions when the question is finished.
Get ready.
Badass.
Get ready to go in the car wash. We'll come to you right after the break.
Sounds good.
Okay, good. Hold on, please.
It does sound good.
It does.
On paper.
It's too darn hot.
I'm not doing my homoerotic dance, though.
We'll be right back.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
I ain't seen a beating like that since somebody stuck a banana in my pants and turned a monkey loose.
Thanks for the pick-me-up, Eddie.
The Don and Mike Show. Delicious Bagolini's. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Let me see. Go to our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Don't forget, keep sending your entries for the show open contest.
Yeah.
Information right there on our website. Also, send us an email if you'd like to participate in Friday's outdoor contest. Fire extinguisher roulette.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Involving your butts. And also tomorrow on the show, Robert the Mailman will be outside and we'll have a dunk tank. It'll be our very first official welcome to our brand new studios event that everybody can come down and watch.
Yay.
Robert Mailman will be outside in a dunk tank full of grape Kool-Aid.
And, you know, the dunk tank, as far as I'm concerned, at your average carnival is one of my favorite things. I love it. Mm-hmm. At certain places, like if you go down to the boardwalk, they have those guys that are, you know, the professional carny dunk
right.
tankers where they insult everybody.
Right.
I think Robert's going to do a fine job.
That's
yeah.
tomorrow on the show. And a really good Craig Wilson. From today that's postponed.
It's very
good.
Too darn hot.
We got so much stuff
it
to get to.
It is too darn hot.
We want to try to find
it's
at least one person
too darn hot.
Down to this car wash
it's
thing.
Spotlight in the Agricultural Center
too
of Sacramento.
Too darn hot.
Stop it, Sammy. Now, we've got this guy, John, who's at the car wash.
And I believe him, actually.
And we have spotters.
Uh-huh.
For instance, here's a guy named Ted in Sacramento. Hi, Ted.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Ted. Now, Ted, you're watching the guy John right now.
He's sitting right there, ready to drive in.
And at this AM/PM in Davis, California, there is the car wash with the gas station.
Correct.
Okay, hold on, please. What type of car is he driving?
A Nissan truck, little small.
What color is it? What color is
silver.
It? Silver.
Thank
silver. Thank you. Hold on, please. Hold on. And now let's go.
I like the fact that we have an eyewitness.
Directly to John the player. Here we go, John.
Hey, guys.
Hi,
there's like 15 to 20 people out here right now.
All right, so a lot of people are watching
good.
You.
Gather around.
Good, and we heard that you're in a, what color truck is it, a gray truck?
It's actually a silver Toyota.
A silver Toyota.
Silver Toyota.
And you're going to pull your truck into the garage, and the thing is going to spray water in your window.
Now, all the windows must be open, even that back slide. Do you have one of those sliding glass windows in the back of the cab?
No, I'm driving. No, both the side windows are open.
All right, so just the side
windows.
You don't have a sunroof?
No sunroof. But hey, guys, if my phone goes out, you got the spotters still online, right?
Yeah, no, we got a lot of people watching.
Good.
Okay. All right, John, go on and
why don't you put the phone down on the seat next to you and kind of describe what's going on?
Oh, man. Okay, let's see here.
What's the matter?
I'm pulled in here. And through the break, I hope it didn't cancel it through the break.
It's too darn hot.
Now, how would they have canceled it? Did you pay for it?
Yeah, I paid for it, but I've been sitting. It's telling me to pull in for the last 10 minutes, and I hope it didn't reset it. But
no, it wouldn't.
No.
Is the light still green?
No, it's not. I just pulled in, and it's not even on. Son of a bitch. There's people behind me.
Hold on. That was a mistake. I'm sorry. That's my big fingers hitting a wrong button, okay? Excuse me, monkey. You know it's like to have big fingers.
I thought it was my
pet. Of course it's your fault I have big fingers.
I have never been aware of that these things expire after a certain time. Did you put in the code?
Yeah, I put in the code. I'm going to give my receipt to one of the guys up there. The code is on this receipt. Try to re-enter.
All right, you're going to leave your car in the garage, right?
Yes, I'm sitting in at the guy, one of the spotters, is actually re-entering the receipt number right now.
Very good.
Okay, good. Maybe it'll let you do it again.
Yeah, hey, terrific. Very unusual. You really used your noodle there. Let's see if it works. Honk for walk. You see anything happening?
Your big wet noodle.
He's pushing it in. Let's see. He's pushing it in.
Pushing it in.
Pushing it in.
That would be like seven buttons.
He's pushing it in.
Like five, six, five.
Groundbreaking.
Five.
Try it again. Maybe the people behind me, but I don't know.
It's too darn hot.
I'm glad we waited for you, John. Hold on a second, please.
Way to go. Thank you, John.
Who is on the line right here? Oh, now, hold on. We've got more than one person. Let me see. Tom.
How you doing? I'm pulling in right now.
Okay,
now,
good.
Tom says he's at the Shell, two blocks from where we are.
All right,
yes,
good.
Yes, I am.
So it would be very possible.
I know the Shell he's talking about. There's a
right
gas
there
station.
Right there next to Bennigan.
Absolutely. I know the one you're talking about.
Beautiful. Tom,
get
do
my
it.
Tires. Hold on.
Do it.
What do you? What kind of car you got, Tom?
It's a V. Hold on.
R-Y. Enter your 5-digit code.
Perfect.
What is it?
It's our home turf, Don.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Manor is 5-7-8-5-7-7-8-9-7. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, what, Tom? What type?
Tell them what to do.
Here I go, guys.
What type of car are you driving, Tom?
It's a beat up old beater. I deliver pizzas in it.
Good man. All right.
Windows down. Go into the car wash.
All the
go
windows
ahead.
Are down.
Okay, let's listen.
I don't have a sunroof, but all the windows are down.
All right, what's happening right now?
I'm waiting for this thing to kick into. Here goes. It's starting.
Okay, let's listen.
Here we go. Come on now.
We want to hear this.
I'm actually working right now.
You have pizzas in the car?
No, I didn't. I delivered them first.
Thank God.
Oh, this is going to be a disaster. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh. Oh, shh.
Don't say it.
Oh.
Think it, but don't say it.
Oh, my. Oh.
Are you getting wet, Tom?
Now, listen. just be quiet.
Oh, my Lord.
Hold the phone. Hold the phone so we can hear what's happening, please.
Oh, my. Oh.
He could probably come by here afterwards.
Yes.
He's that close.
Yeah, he should.
Are you there?
Yes.
Yeah, we're here, Tom. How you doing?
What's happening?
Oh.
What, Tom? What's happening? What's happening?
Tell us what's going on, Tom.
Here comes the sealer wax.
The sealer wax. The sealer wax.
This guy is a home run. This is worth the wait right here.
Yeah, it's all over my glasses.
All over my glasses.
The sealer wax.
They'll repel rain now.
I think it just killed my satellite radio.
Oh, you have a satellite radio in there?
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, on the dashboard.
That's too bad.
That's a shame.
Hello?
Not Tom? Surprised.
Tom.
The water shorted out his phone.
It's too darn hot.
But here's the deal.
It's too darn hot.
You know what we got to do? Let me see. Hey, Johnny?
Yes?
Why don't you send Joe down there, since the guy is really literally two blocks away from where we are?
Okay.
Hey, go find the guy during the break and bring him in. We'll give him his prize on the air.
Cool.
Okay.
That's fantastic.
Joe's off now.
Because if the guy was, and I believe him too.
I tell you, when you heard the thing, he was saying, here comes the sealer wax, and the instructions that you put the code in. I've been there a million times.
And what was great is that if the guy, like you said, is two blocks away.
Yeah, he's right down at the Shell station.
We will be able to judge immediately by looking at him and smelling him.
Yeah, we can go out during the break, take a look at his car, and it'll be fantastic.
Oh, I want to bring him in live on the air. I want to do it just like the listeners.
Good.
Just get the guy ready.
I think it's up there next to the Bennigans.
Two blocks, Joe.
If I'm lying, I'm dying.
Keep him outside. All right, we got to hit a break. God damn, we are running tremendously late today.
Mm-hmm.
Buzz?
Yes.
We haven't had World War III breakout as Newt Gingrich has predicted, have we?
Not yet.
Okay, good. Because we may not get to the news today. Stand by. We'll be right back, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated. The Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Well, let's find out here.
Rich with a good taste of bile.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, yeah.
Buzz's news, if you're going to get to it tonight, brought to you by Ford Bold Moves. Buzz, sorry about that. You know how it goes. We get backed up because your man Tom Petty likes singing me, jamming me. I mean, we're jammed up today. Bring in the guy.
We have a lovely little payoff here.
Yes, we do.
Took his car through the car wash.
Yay.
Hi there. Come on in.
Friend.
Absolutely. Soaking wet.
I love this guy. I saw him outside when you came driving up. What's your name, sir?
Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Hi there, Tom.
We have another Tom that you actually resemble a little bit that comes on the show.
Now, Mike,
just kidding. I'm joking.
Harsh.
I'm making a joke.
That
I'm
is
making
harsh.
A joke.
Tom, you are absolutely soaking wet. Now, here's the problem.
Yes.
We are in new studios. Yes. We do not have a digital camera. We'll have a camera tomorrow for the pictures of the dunk tank.
Right.
We'd love to take a picture of this guy's car.
Because his car, I saw it during the break, and his car is, he's soaked, but his car, I got 3 feet away from the car, and you could see the back of the seats that were already completely soaked.
Oh, yeah.
So, and he had four doors, too, so you had four windows open with all the water pouring in.
Just to absolutely pound home the fact that we are the worst radio show in the world. If there's anybody out there listening who has a digital camera in their car that we could borrow while the show is still on, please come by our new walk-up studios.
You'll have our eternal gratitude.
And allow us to use your camera so that we may download a photo of this chap's car and this chap so that you all can see what he went through to get his $100 prize.
Yeah, I'm going to give you a round of applause. This is Tom the pizza guy who actually did the job. And you were really, I mean, it was a one. Are you cooler now than you were before?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I drive around in this heat all day long. Mm-hmm.
And it tanked a few things in your car, too.
Yeah, it did.
What happened?
Some electronics.
PSP that was in the back seat. That got wet.
You got a PSP? Yeah. Now, why did you cover up the PSP?
I just did this on a whim. I didn't even think about it. Payoff to me is just coming in here to meet you guys.
Oh, that's nice.
Well, it's very nice of you.
Listening to you guys for 20 years.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
You got me through some hard times and some good times.
You know, Tom, you were the guy, really, of all the people. We had all those guys that were calling
saved our ass.
Trying to get this thing done. And it's not that difficult. And you aced it right away.
It's too done hot.
I didn't just come through the guy before. I was sitting there just waiting. So.
You saved our asses. We got $100 in cash for you. And our eternal thanks.
Absolutely.
And if you would please be so kind as you just go up to our office, make yourself at home in the new building, get dried off, and let's see if a listener can come by with a digital camera so that we can take a picture and put it on our website.
Tonight. Anybody you want to say hello to, Tom, while you're on the air?
I heard my friend Andy was listening.
Okay.
And, you guys, my work for letting me come by and do this.
Very good time.
You work for what? For Armand's Chicago Pizzeria?
A couple of times.
Yeah, that's great good. Pizza.
That's good. I want to tell you that Armand's good every time. Yeah. And you're the man because we could hear the thing saying, "Welcome to the car wash."
The automated voice where you're putting the code in, the whole thing. It was fantastic. And then that, when it first started.
That might have just been my car.
Either way, enjoy your money. Thank you so much for coming by. Please hang out for a couple of seconds. And maybe someone with a digital phone.
Thank you. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right.
Now, what about, we all have camera phones, but none of us know how to use camera phones.
We can email pictures to each other, just not anywhere useful.
Yeah,
I don't even know how to email picture. I mean, like, I know when my grandkids were in town when I was at the zoo, I must have taken 25 pictures of them with my camera phone and got home and went, you know, like, okay, what do I do now?
My camera phone is crap. I mean, it's just, when I use it, it's just, it doesn't take that great a picture. You know?
Well, we'll have a prize if,
what's up with that? Why don't phones take better pictures?
Well, they put the phones in there, Buzz, but, I mean, what's the point?
We'll have a prize for the person that comes by as well to help us out with the camera that we don't have today, because we'd like to get that picture up on the web, and thank you to that guy. You know what? We got to hit another commercial break now, because we are just running so goddamn late. Buzz, I think all we need to know from you is are we safe or not?
For now, yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Rest easy tonight. But no farther than that.
Okay. We'll be right back to wrap this up.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating
and
entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Right. They never shame the beast, Don and Mike.
I think we just heard that one, didn't we?
Yeah, you can never hear it.
Sorry for the Vonka. They will cost him a fortune, but the Don and Mike Show.
And now,
face down, ass up.
Hey, hold on. You screwed up my dog up, you monkey. Bad monkey.
Up. That's the way we listen to the Don and Mike Show.
Perfect.
Right.
Right.
Welcome back. All we need is a digital camera. Johnny, anybody show up?
No. Well, your partner across the on the other side of the console there took care of it for us.
Oh. Did it work?
It did.
Mike took the picture with his camera phone.
Hey. Thank you, Mike. What, did it come out okay?
Yeah, it came out great.
Fantastic.
Wow. Thank you, Mike.
It actually works, even for idiots.
Picture on the website, DonandMikeWebsite.com with the guy in the car wash. Buzz, ooh, real fast, what do you got?
The Scottish Daily Record says a man called the BBC to say that beyond his control, he gets aroused every time his neighbor leaves or comes home. The man said he got an implant in Turkey to help him past his erectile dysfunction problem.
Right.
And he says it's being triggered by the remote control for his neighbor's garage door opener. The man says it's embarrassing, keeps him indoors a lot. The BBC host recommended he see a doctor for what may be an open and shut case. I'm Buzz Burbank. Worth it. On the Don and Mike Show.
Sorry, that's it. We got to go. Big show tomorrow. Dunk Tank show tomorrow.
Fantastic.
Postpone Craig Wilson. More of your show open entries. All this stuff on our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir. And you, I know.
Bye.
Okay. Let me see. Which button? Oh, that one. Okay.
Just screw it with you, Rob.
Bye, everybody.
Number 15 Arbitron rated, The Don and Mike Show.